following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mike Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show for Wednesday with Mark and Maz, Brandon, Joey, and much, much going on as there's been controversy all day over a tweet last night. I was in the kitchen. I just left the Deals in the D.com studios after the show. Mark and Brandon came up, and we check Cameo. Brandon checks Cameo almost every day to see if any new D-listers are on there that we can enjoy.
You know, it's funny. He had it queued up during the show, and both of us, so immediately after the show was done, we both talked about it. We're like, that's, we got to have Drew tweet this out.
Yeah, Jordan Poole from the Michigan basketball team, who is allegedly weighing, you know, do I go pro? Do I stay in the NBA? Or do I stay in college?
Hey.
And he's on Cameo.
Yeah.
So if he's accepting money on Cameo, it's over.
For his likeness. No, he hasn't. Doesn't appear that he's accepted anything yet.
Well, if somebody bought a Cameo, which I understand someone did, then Cameo's been paid, and Cameo would be ready to pay him his share.
Once he makes it. He's already raised his price, by the way.
$40? Is that true?
Yeah, it's up to $40.
What was it?
20. 20 when he first put it up there.
Well, he's raising his price without doing any?
Well, I bet you he knows he's got a bunch of orders.
Well, anyway, I know this is all very strange. I tweeted out, and what happens this morning, we get up, and we knew that this was, at least it more or less said, he's not coming back. Yeah. It's over. There's nothing to talk about. He's on Cameo accepting money.
Now, I will say this. We've heard for a while, not officially, that he wasn't going to come back anyway, for whatever that's worth.
Well, yeah, there was, you know, comments on my tweet, but 247 Sports does a story, and in the Michigan Insider, they say they credit the Drew and Mike tweet with revealing that, oh, my God, he's on Cameo, and then they go into the Cameo details. However, Detroit News has a story, and they told the whole story without mentioning the tweet.
Uh-huh. What?
Oh, really? Somebody that Detroit News is as shallow as we are checking Cameo every day? I don't believe that.
Come on, man.
Their story came out about 3 hours after ours, and the Free Press gave us credit. The Detroit News came back and gave us credit, but only after I tweeted out that I wanted my due.
For noticing something.
No, it's really ridiculous.
You put a lot of time into that. But you deserve your mention.
It cracks me up because sports media, locally and nationally, is always obsessed with the correct source and who had it first. As if anybody who absorbs and consumes that media really cares.
No, really.
Give him his due!
Do you care what the source is of a story?
Not particularly. I do like giving people credit, though.
Oh, no, because of what we do. But, I mean, as a reader, do you care, like, who?
No.
Do you care that it's, I don't know, Adam Schefter or...
As a reader, I do like to see who broke the story, just for the fun of it.
Yeah, if it's a big story, I care. This story, no, this is so dumb. But I felt that our dedication to Cameo, we for once really deserved credit for this.
Hey.
What's up, guys? It's Jordan. I just wanted to say I'm excited to be on Cameo. I'm ready to give you guys shout-outs, birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, prom shout-outs, little brother, little sister, cousin shout-outs, family shout-outs, everything. Just book me, you know, send at cameo.com, and let's get started. Ready to interact with you guys.
I think this hurt his
What's
values.
Up, y'all? It's Jordan.
He dropped in the second round.
Maybe a free agent.
Birthday shout-outs, best friend shout-outs, brother, sister, prom shout-outs, everything.
Yeah, you already said that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm excited.
Y'all
talk to me. Let's get it cracking.
All right. Okay, cool.
Anyway, MLive has still not credited us, even after I... Listen, I know. I tell you what, MLive is pretty much on my shit list
now. They're on the shit list.
Brandy, did you tell them what you found out about MLive today?
I don't think they've had a story about the Drew and Mike show since 2013.
What? They did not do a story on Mike Clark's death. That was the only one, because honestly...
Oh, bullshit.
You know, I got calls from virtually everyone, and I was thinking, hey, MLive, where's MLive? because M Live, you know, they cover everything.
Yeah.
Never heard from them. And I looked, I was like, they must have, because they had their year-end story. And I thought, they must have done it at some point. No, they didn't. Mike Clark never died. If you're an M Live, if you get all your information from M Live, Mike Clark is alive and well.
Well, I kind of wish I did.
So, let's see. Where's my threat?
Your tweet.
Are you canceling your Oakland Press subscription and Macomb Daily?
Did we get Macomb Daily today?
I don't know.
I wonder if we got it. Did we get any other publications, Brandon? I think we did get a couple more.
Hey, will we get the USA Today tomorrow?
There were a few. And then, I don't know, the majority of them gave you credit. Some of them actually linked your tweet. So
sweet.
Nice.
I just tweeted, looks like MLive follows Cameo just like we do.
Wow.
The Red Shovel Network demands its due for breaking this story on Twitter last night. If we do not receive our due by 4 p.m., all violators will be Red Shovel Network breaking news. Can we have the breaking news?
It is over. Sounder? It's after 4.
It is.
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Clearly, MLive is the biggest violator, not giving us our due for a tweet that turned the college basketball world on its head last night.
A radio show in Lansing referred to it as a podcast is reported. I know.
A podcast.
That's weak. That's come on. People know who we are in Lansing.
Sure.
That's silly.
I'm not going to say his name then.
Don't mention the show.
So there. Hmm.
And did MGO blog ever come through? MGO, the Kazeta story.
Yeah, they mentioned. I don't know if they mentioned. I think they just put the Cameo thing up. And Brian wrote.
I think
a piece today where he linked to. He linked to Baumgartner's story in the Freep.
How about the Ann Arbor radio stations? How have they handled it? Has Spath done anything?
I don't know. You want me to ask Spath? Should we call Spath?
Call Spath and get him on this.
Should we call him?
We could call him quickly. Right, hold on.
Why hasn't this broken with Spath?
It's really weird being at the center of this media storm.
I know.
Demanding attribution.
You just want your due.
I do.
You, that's all you care about.
In this case, yes. I've seen other people demanding their due on stories. Why should I?
How about you, sweetheart?
In this case, it is. Cinco de Mayo is almost here. Mesa Tacos and Tequilas on Main Street in Royal Oak is the place to celebrate. It's Sunday, May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. But they're also celebrating on Friday the 3rd, Saturday the 4th. And this is Mexican food and margaritas and all that great Mexican food and drink at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, downtown Royal Oak on Main between 3rd and 4th. 35-foot TV, Tigers games. Tigers beat the Red Sox, by the way.
Big win.
Miggy had a blue pit.
He did. He's still zero in the home run category,
though. How can he have no home runs?
I don't know.
He hasn't hit a home run since, what, July? When's the last time he even hit one?
He had three last year. He was out most of the year last year.
Right.
But he had three in the first. He probably played 40 games or 30 games.
Does he make $50,000 each at bat?
At least.
Yeah.
It's good money. 10% off Mace Tacos and Tequilas on your meal. Mention the Drew and Mike show. And then, I'll just go ahead and tell you about Zot Ford.
Are you going to have the Derby at Mesa? They're going to have the Kentucky Derby on the big screen?
For all 2 minutes?
Yeah, of course.
It's going to be huge. It's this Saturday. Next Saturday. I mean, Cinco de Mayo weekend.
You guys should run a special for the 2 minutes that it's on.
You should.
That's a great idea.
With horse meat. Along.
Oh, is that one of the horses being put out? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which horse is unavailable?
That was the
now?
Favorite.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm available if you need me to be there. I'm available for, what do you call those things again? When you go to a restaurant?
A review?
No.
A live?
An appearance?
Yeah, an appearance. I'm available
for a remote?
I'm available for an appearance.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Zod Ford and Holly and DealsInTheD.com are excited to celebrate spring.
I'll see you guys there.
Offering you 5 new Fords under $100 a month. Lease a 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $77 a month. The 19 Ford EcoSport as low as $81 a month. Lease a new 19 all-wheel drive Ford Escape as low as $82 a month. Then there's the brand new 19 Ford Edge SEL as low as $93 a month. Finally, the 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4. You can really splurge at $98 a month. That low, you could get that F-150 for. Sounds too good to be true. Drag your ass to Zod Ford and Holly. See for yourself. Get an autograph from Maz. Then purchase the car from Gary and the rest of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County.
Get a picture with Gary, too, while you're there.
They'd love to see you.
Expeditions are doing well now, finally. You know, the old Expedition? Yeah. It's beautiful now. And again, really? Over $3,000 back in rebates right
Whoa.
Now.
Okay, that's Jordan's copy.
I'm going to put you in one of those.
Maz, what's your number at? Are you making your progress?
No, I'm stalled.
What?
Yep.
It's the 24th tomorrow.
Yeah, we're running out of days. I only have 7 out.
Whoa. Any prospects?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah. Do you regret the vacation at the beginning of the month?
No, I don't regret it at all. As a matter of fact, I forgot that it was even this month. It feels so
Just
long
Just stay
ago.
Good at what you're doing, which is, I guess, being poor. Yeah.
That's I will.
That's grim. You got 7 days left, or
seven,
6 days.
I know. I'm going to have to work Saturdays, for crying out loud.
The LOI Center is the official sponsors for all things visual on the Red Show Network. They are a network sponsor. David Hall is going to do the same thing, by the way. They're sponsoring all 4 shows, which is so cool. And you know what? It's ballsy of these people, too, because when we started, it was like, podcast, maybe for podcast. Well, 168,000 downloads for, I think, April 11th, we got 166. we are getting a lot of downloads. LaDuff is hitting 50. Elric has 28,000 on his last show.
I can't wait for tomorrow's show because he had outpatient surgery today. I don't know if I'm allowed to reveal that, but I just did anyway.
Oh. And then Eli, Denny, and Bob.
He's got AIDS.
Those guys have increased about 5,000 downloads a week in the last maybe 2 or 3 weeks. They're up around 15, probably more than that. I got to nail it down because their old episodes are getting hit now. It's hard to get an actual number for what they're getting per show, but they are definitely getting there. So Dr. Yaldo and David Hall, who Hall's been with us for so long, and it just seems like anything we throw at them, they believe in what we're doing, and God bless them. Anyway, Trudy got, let's see, custom LASIK, which Trudy got.
Uh-oh.
Multifocal lens implants, which many listeners have gotten. Designer sunglasses. Also, you know, if you want to get a script, if you just want glasses, you can check out what they have there. Dr. Yell is a leading LASIK surgeon with over 30,000 procedures performed. Charlie LaDuff, who performs No BS News here on Red Shovel, was so impressed by the staff and the service when he went in for his eye exam. They told him his eyes were amazing for a guy's age and he needs no surgery. But I believe he picked up some glasses there. And he also got Dr. Yell to impersonate
Robert De Niro.
Yes, who Charlie insists that he looks like. So we're proud to have Dr. Yaldo as a sponsor. He just wants the best for you and reminds us to mention 2 more things. Annual eye exams, check for glaucoma and other potentially damaging conditions are covered by regular insurance. Evaluations for surgery are also free, so make the call. Get up to half off on custom LASIK till May 15 if you mention Drew and Mike. 1-800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to yaldoeyecenter.com. And then our other network sponsors, David Hall, David Hall Financial. We're going to have to get all these new hosts together with Hall, which I don't know how we're going to pull that off. But
he's not here. Hey, Hall.
He's a busy guy. The top mortgage company in Michigan for client service, big supporters of the show, over 500 five-star reviews. Industry average, 44 days to do a refi, 19 days if it's Hall Financial. They always put you first. They get back fast. All you have to do is click the link on our website, fill out the online form, and they will get back to you, and they'll be more than ready to crunch numbers. And whether it's a refi you need to save money and find money in your life, or if you want to take money out of your house, shorten the length of your loan, buy your first home, your dream home, Hall Financial would love to help you. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. You can also call 248-308-5000, NMLS number 1467435.
The Hall.
Before we get off Cameo here, I do have a bunch of new ones since we started.
Should we go through the cameos and then call Spath?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let's see what else is on Cameo. This is always exciting to see who is joining the Cameo family.
Yo, what up, though? Steve, what's happening?
Snoop?
All y'all out there watching? Psh,
Snoop
y'all better
get
with Cameo.
He needs
this
money.
This is the new thing, the true thing.
Doesn't
so
he really?
Says,
no.
Like Snoop thing. You better get the app.
He probably just
I mean, it's out of this world,
it.
Man. It's off the hook.
Of course, he's smoking.
Put your money where your mouth is. Cameo is dope. So says. Snoop Dogg. Bitch.
500.
I wouldn't think anyone would be on Cameo if they didn't need the money. Why would you do this?
He does not.
Because it takes a minute.
Do we know what's his celebrity net worth?
I'll tell you right now.
Some of these people loaded. Spend crazy money. You just don't. I mean,
$135 million.
Yeah, he could.
This is possible.
He could use a little bit more.
Well, you know, remember that these guys aren't getting songwriting royalties like they used to. I mean, not even close to what they used to get.
He's still doing fine. He's still selling a lot. Snoop Dogg is big, man. Yeah, he doesn't need money.
Is he still selling like the old days?
Yeah. Sure.
Didn't he have a new TV show, too, with Martha Stewart?
Yeah, he's a game show host for The Joker as well.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff going on. I don't care. I'll take it back. He doesn't need the money. I don't know why he's doing it. How much why is he charging $500?
That was his guess. What's your guess?
Oh. I'll guess.
This one's really easy.
I'm going to guess 1,000.
Oh, 420.
It's 420.
Oh, all right. Damn it.
All right, here's the next A-lister, excuse me.
Blanco, the co-founder of Cameo, and I'm with
Frank Stallone.
He's now on Cameo.
Who's that dork?
He's staying alive.
Hey, Peter, it's Frank Stallone. Thank you for liking Far From Over and being a fan.
No, nobody said they liked that.
Boring.
What's he talking about?
When's Jackie Stallone going to be
That was it.
On?
Wow. That's it?
Can we see another one?
Hi, Jerry. This is Frank Stallone wishing you a happy 69th birthday.
69.
There's so many favorite moments in my career. I don't know what I can start with.
What? Yeah, because you don't remember.
It's not about you.
You don't remember me either.
Doing the majority of the music in the film, Staying Alive. But anyway, wishing you a happy.
Oh my God. That was a huge non sequitur.
What would you pay for
the
Frank
hell was
Stallone?
That?
Shout out.
He's worth
$20.
40.
I'd pay $20. I'm going to say he's charging $75.
$30 for Frank Stallone. Okay.
That's a bargain.
A few.
This one's quick. This is just Red Foo.
Yo, what's up, party people? This is Rev Fu, and guess what?
Yeah, whatever. He's that dude from Party Rockin'.
Yeah, why is he yelling at me?
$75 for him. New one. Tony Hawk is on there, too. He's cool.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's Tony Hawk, and I am joining
money.
The fun on Cameo.
No, he
you can look me for birthday wishes or whatever.
He probably has more money than Snoop.
Shout-outs and whatnot.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I guarantee you he does.
And I'll see you on your
he
phone.
He did have his line of clothing at Kohl's.
Yeah, he's got lines of clothing.
Let me tell you.
He's worth $140 million, which is $5 million more than Snoop.
Nice, Mark.
I would have thought he'd been worth more than that.
He's charging $200.
A lot more people in the entertainment world who are hurting for money than you would ever believe.
And today's headliner.
Headline?
Holtz.
Brian, great job on the Nick Bellatieri show. I hope I pronounced that properly.
Lou Holtz.
Greetings. I'm Lou Holtz. I've been a football coach of many.
Look how little he looks in that chair.
And I was just wondering, did he shrink or is that an extra large chair?
CBS.
That's the Beano Cook chair.
CBS.
Yes.
So basically, I just tried to help people make good choices.
You get spit on when you listen to this?
Mark Twain said the two most important days in your life.
He does them all from the chair, by the way.
The chair.
Maybe he wants to write off that portion of his house.
I like to think we're discovered we were born in order to help.
The chair. What are you talking about, Holtz?
Happy birthday, Bing. The most important thing to remember. Is that don't count the years, but make the years count.
Yeah.
I know you're a big Notre Dame fan, a big ESPN fan, which tells me you certainly know how to make good choices.
I've heard that motto
before. Going
into
middle school this year. Good luck. Always believe in yourself. You can succeed when no one believes in you.
Succeed.
You have no chance to succeed if you're not believing in yourself.
Succeed.
Once again,
we should buy one with as many S words as possible.
How much is it going to cost to get Lou Holtz?
I'm going
to
say $250.
That's a good guess.
$100.
I'll go with a hundy.
He is $50.
Wow. Yeah, he must be making money
off
the product placement of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, he had his Diet Coke next to him.
Hey, today's the anniversary of New Coke, by the way.
That's kind of a non sequitur.
Totally could have been written down.
Jesus,
Well, he mentioned Coke.
I know, that's true. All right, I'll take it back.
Thanks, Drew.
You shouldn't have written it down.
You shouldn't have.
It was a good point to mention that. If... Indeed, it was worth mentioning. That was the place to
now, if I'm remembering, it was either 83 or 85.
It was a total disaster.
Yeah. It didn't last like 6 months.
Hell to the conquering heroes. Hell to Michigan, the leader.
Michael Spath. Do you think he gave us credit?
Hopefully he broke the story.
I don't know. He tweeted out, I think he was talking about football.
Ask him where he heard it.
To Michigan, the champions of the West.
What? Is he not going to answer?
Michael Spath from WTKA Ann Arbor.
Is he on the air right now?
No. Ann Arbor, Michigan. His show ended a couple hours ago.
Come on, Spath. Oh, boy.
Michael Spath losing a huge
You have reached the phone of Michael Spath. I'm not here right now.
He should just say,
please leave me a
Spath.
Message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
He's a St. Joan guy.
A huge effort.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Mike, it's the Drew and Mike show. We were just calling to see if there was any sports news about Jordan Poole today, and if you knew where it had originated from, and if you had reported that on your show. We're kind of policing the story very carefully.
Credit.
Anyway, I hope you're doing okay, and call back this number if you see. And we want an honest answer. We're not looking. Nobody's looking for an ass kiss. We're very interested in the Jordan Poole story. Thank you.
See you. Hey, I heard that Jim Harbaugh was doing motivational speaking today at a car dealer in my area. It wasn't Zot Ford. It was another dealer that a friend of mine worked at.
What?
Yeah. They had Jim Harbaugh there talking.
Not surprised.
Motivational speaking for the car sales people.
Are you serious?
I swear.
A lot of coaches do.
I'm Jim Harbaugh.
Do that crap.
Yeah.
Just why? Doesn't have enough, not making $9 million.
I guess
it looks motivating.
Maybe they gave him a car to drive around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would think that'd be part of his Michigan deal.
Probably was.
Can he not pay for anything?
That's a good choice. Good chance of it.
Those guys don't pay for anything. Most of them.
Nope.
I don't know. I personally just don't like feeling I owe people shit all the time. Unlike some people,
totally
like the man
agree.
Sitting across from me.
Oh, I don't owe anybody. I do it out of the kindness of my heart.
No, you make other people owe them.
Yeah.
Well.
You never, it's amazing. You never have a problem asking anybody for anything. And I
know.
I just don't like asking people for stuff.
Well, you know,
it's totally, I'm not saying it's bad.
What are we here for? We're supposed to all get along.
Ask people for things?
What? I would give the shirt off my back to anyone that needs it.
Oh, I would too. I just don't, like asking for things.
I don't mind if someone asked me anything.
No, I know. That's not what I'm talking about.
It's t-shirt time.
But like you, Drew, I don't like asking for things.
Well, I don't like people giving me things, and then I feel like I do.
They expect something in return.
For example, the Silver Dome roof. And now there's enormous pressure. It's been on my back ever since I found out that this square of the roof is now in the house. It was meant in exchange for the seats, which I did not want to trade.
At least it looks great.
I know, that
the worst trade deal maybe ever signed anywhere.
It was never signed by Drew.
No, how did that happen? I don't understand.
Well, you know how that deal turned out, right?
What's the response to Righteous Rick today? I thought the boner line was entertaining yesterday.
It was great.
There's not very good response to
really?
Righteous Rick.
What? People still are beating up on him?
Yeah. I think some people are calling because they want to get a response from him.
Are they leaving their names?
No, nobody leaves their names. Well, but
did the people that didn't leave their names that he accused them, Mr. Don't Leave Your Name or whatever, neither one of those guys left their name?
No. Nobody leaves their names when they challenge Rick.
I don't know. I got a point to Rick on that.
But there's others that are just, they might be tired of hearing Rick for a little bit.
Oh, are they mad at us? Or are they mad at him?
There's people mad at us.
What?
About having Rick.
Has he had his meeting with TMZ yet?
He's supposed to go at the end of the month.
There's a lot of big talk.
Yeah. You want to go?
He's got people. He's got two guys lined up right now that apparently have offers for him. And he's meeting with a lawyer out there as well as TMZ and another show, and I can't remember what it was.
I'm wondering what he paid his buddy to get the phone.
He told us.
How much did he pay to get the phone?
Or maybe
he
told us off
the
air.
I don't think he...
Why would his friend sell it to him? Does his friend want to make the money?
No, because this is what these guys do. Rick is in the memorabilia business.
Good. No, good. So.
I don't know why that's memorabilia, but...
memorabilia.
Anyway, if you don't want to hear from Rick, I mean, don't call in and bash him on the boner line. The equal time laws force us to get his opinion on it, so...
Yeah.
I thought it was amusing. I thought the calls were funny, and I thought his responses, they were pretty good.
He's got some good comebacks.
Getting him riled up is the best.
Yeah, there's a lot of sassiness going down.
Get de-pantsed in the end. But.
And if people, by the way, if people start screwing us over, like almost happened with this Jordan Poole tweet today, we might make him a regular member of the show. If people keep complaining, we might just sit him down here every day.
He'll get his own show on the network.
Yeah, we'll put him on the network. We'll put him in our show. We'll put him in all the shows.
Maybe Rick and I could have a spinoff.
What? Have you done the clock for the show?
Are you ready for the pitch for that one?
No, I'm not ready yet. I have to talk to Rick about it first.
You guys want to do a joint interview? Or?
Maybe.
Oh, boy.
Do you have two polarizing people?
Do you have the energy for that, Drew?
Two polarizing people?
That show would get some listens. It would get some hate listens.
Oh, yeah.
At a minimum.
I know one.
Are you sure you want to team up with Rick?
I could co-host with Rick once in a while. Why not?
Once in a while.
Is this a quarterly show?
I'm not sure yet. It's just something that we have to talk about in the future. It's just another thing I'm writing down. It's not, you know, I don't want to talk about it on
the
air.
You seem to be fleshing these things out very well. It seems like there's a lot of ideas, but very little aftercare.
Uh-huh.
Tom never thinks about this basement or the show until he's in the basement doing the show.
That's not true.
He gets pretty worked up upstairs, and we watch Charles sit down again.
You know what I heard? You know what I heard Tom say today when you guys were upstairs doing your little meeting thing? I heard you guys listening to TMZ, obviously, because that's kind of what you guys do. It's your
Tom show prep.
And I heard
Tom say... Well,
because
we start so early, I lose out on Inside Edition, so I have to watch TMZ.
I heard Tom say, rewind it. We didn't see Charles sit down.
That's because Drew was too busy reading if he got credit from Cranes.
Well, no, I read Cranes because of the HBO show.
Right, which that's tonight.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Did Cranes do a story on Jordan Poole?
Yeah. No, Cranes did a story. Well, I don't know. Maybe they did.
District Detroit.
Yeah, probably did, and I'm sure they gave us credit. Because Cranes is a serious operation. What happened was HBO show is Tuesday night.
Real sports.
About what has happened in District Detroit. Because, you know, a few $100 million of tax dollars helped build Little Caesars Arena. And there were a lot of promises made. And I remember, and I'm sure everybody does, those pretty pictures of that 50-block neighborhood around Little Caesars Arena with all those diverse people walking around and all those trees and lots of greenery. And
don't forget the roof.
Well, did they promise the roof?
Well, the first rendering had a
LED roof.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to it.
You guys really love that roof.
That was great.
What happened to the roof? I didn't get the impression they sold
advertising to Little Caesars instead on the roof.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's got the pizza guy.
That was just an expense that was easy to write off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of.
Anyway, there's been really pretty much nothing built except for Little Caesars Arena and the new headquarters.
Don't forget the parking lots.
Yeah, the parking lot. You're right. They did fix up the parking lots. But the parking lots are what I thought we didn't want, right?
They're pretty pricey.
And, well, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Pricey.
So is it easier for the Illiches to charge people a lot of money to park than to be part of these developments that they promised that really were what the city got in exchange for this? I mean, because Little Caesars Arena really benefits the Illich family, doesn't it? I mean, in the end.
Sure.
Yeah.
It doesn't do much for me.
Yeah.
I was fine. By the way, I didn't mind going to games at the Joe.
I love the Joe.
And I loved the Palace. This really did nothing for me, and I'm sure a lot of people probably feel that way, although I have no problem.
It's way better than the Joe.
It's nice, but the Joe was cool in its own weird... Oh, Maz is upset about that comment.
I don't know. I
doesn't hold a candle to the Joe.
Yeah, but the chairs were small. The concourses were small.
Still small.
The chairs are small.
The chairs are smaller.
The chairs are small.
By the way, I saw in my row at the Elton John concert, I noticed so many beer spills because there's no knee room.
No, there's no knee. Thank God I'm a short.
It depends on which chair you get. If you actually look, the chairs vary in size up to like 3 inches.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yes, it's a fact.
So you can buy a chair that's bigger?
No, it's the luck of your seat. Some seats are smaller than others. Take a look.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is that? Whose idea was that?
Well, I think it had to do with, and how everything was built around
there.
Number
of chairs in a row?
Yes.
I thought when you bought a seat, you were entitled to a certain amount of space, not maybe smaller or maybe larger.
You are. And then you might get a bonus, depending on
where. Here's the key on that. If you get a smaller seat, they should charge you $10 less for that seat.
Wait, you mean to tell me they couldn't have uniform seats?
They could. But
everyone should have. If there's more space available, everyone should get it. Not every sixth seat or every third seat.
Yeah, it's weird.
All right, that's bizarre.
And don't forget, they started red, and now they are becoming black seats.
Yes. You know, I also wanted to mention that, you know, it's fascinating to me how there was such a rush to get the arena done, and it was done on time, barely. And also, they had to squeeze in the Pistons at the last minute. Yeah. Got it done. Somehow got it done. And got the headquarters done, but the neighborhood, not a shovel. There's not been a shovel put in the ground yet.
But that guy's house is still standing strong, right dead in the middle.
I walked right by.
It's a great story. I get to tell everyone that's walking across. I'm like, there's the guy's house.
Speaking of getting the LCA done, did you read that big article? I think it was in Sunday's paper in the Free Press that Jennifer Dixon wrote about the death during the building.
Yeah.
Yes.
The electrician.
Oh, boy. Just
it was an accident.
Called now it a suicide?
Yeah, one group called it a suicide. Was it Myosha? called it a suicide, so they didn't have to stop building. They could just keep building as opposed to having an investigation if it was an accident. It's a wild story.
That sounds so bad.
It's very fishy. Yeah.
It sounds so rotten, too, like, oh, we got to get this done. Opening night. Blah, blah. Right, really, that shows you how important the arena is, but nothing else seems to really matter too much.
It sure is a mystery.
No.
And you know the part that really bugged me was reading that, you know, they had all these cute names like Cass Park Village and Wildcat Corner and Columbia Park, and they've all been removed from the map now.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently that nobody's all that excited about that stuff anymore, and maybe there's really no promise at all. But, you know, we could go on about...
That's a nice place.
There's a lot of reasons to criticize the Illiches and
praise them as well. I'm
going to be on the criticism part right now. The Illiches have gotten tons of praise, and they deserve it. And
Mr. Illich was cutting edge.
I don't blame them so much with this.
Pizza,
no.
Pizza.
Who's holding their feet to the fire? But HBO?
Any person or any company would do this.
HBO is
Somebody leaked the story to HBO to have them do this.
Yeah, but when has there ever been a lot of publicity about, gee, what's going on in District Detroit? What about all those great greenery and all those courtyards and all those condos and the new apartments and all the new business?
Do you think that's a function of nobody here wants to shit on the city or the Illiches?
I suspect that might have something to do with it.
Well, don't forget the surrounding areas with all these restaurants popping up. It's coming, man. It's coming along. It really is.
Yeah, it should be a lot
further
than it is.
Not in that neighborhood. It isn't.
Behind there?
They were supposed to start three projects in 2017, three in 2018, none. Two developers tried to work with Olympia and walked away. And a number of people have said that they're having trouble working with Olympia. Well, they need the third-party cooperation. They've got to have... The third party is supposed to be the actual developer. The Illiches own these vacant buildings and empty lots. They bought historical buildings. They made promises to, you know, restore these historic buildings. Not happening. They knocked one down with the promise that they would save the other one and they would rebuild it. Well, nothing's happened with either one of them. So what's going on? And by the way, what did the taxpayer get for giving up all these millions of dollars for the Illich family? What did they get? Wasn't this the promise? The 50 blocks around it?
Yes.
So who agreed to this deal and what was put in place to make sure they held up their end? Or is it just a kind of a, you know, hey, if you can pull it off, great. If not, no biggie, because that's what it seems like.
We're not going to do anything about
Should ask LaDuff about it and Elric.
Oh, no, you know what? Charlie and I have talked about this for years, and I fully admit that when this came up, Charlie was the one negative, like, oh, all those millions of dollars for a new shiny building, and what are they going to do for everyone else? And I said, hey, I'm excited about this new building. I think it's good for downtown. And there's all these big promises, $1.8 billion in economic impact.
Well, those are always overstated.
You did get the queue line.
8,300 jobs, construction jobs, 1,100 permanent jobs. Well, you know, because the impact is so small, they're having trouble getting the bonds refinanced because there's not all this tax money coming in because there's nothing that's gone up outside the arena.
But Woodward is much better than
it
was.
That's not part of this, though. This
is the start of it.
It's 50 blocks.
But it's the start of it. Now it goes.
Little Caesars Arena?
Yeah. I mean, it looks phenomenal.
Yeah, but that's theirs. That's theirs. This was what everyone else got. And they've owned these buildings. These buildings and properties have been vacant and empty for a long, long time. And they have owned them. And people were criticizing them before this ever happened. And then it was like, oh, so they bought them all for the arena. Great. Oh, look at the pretty pictures. I mean, didn't we all look at the colored drawings of, oh, my God, it looks so nice. And there's a place I want to hang out. Boy, I might want to live down there. It's been 5 years. Nothing. Absolutely.
How long has it been open now? Officially open
since 2017. But hey, that's
so
great.
2 years.
No. So what? The what's disturbing about this is the part that matters to them, getting this building open in time, getting the Pistons in. Hurry, get the Pistons in. They got all that done. The stuff that benefits them, but the other stuff doesn't benefit them so much. And what do you know? It takes a back seat.
It was 2014 when they showed us all this stuff.
Right.
And in 5 years,
I'm not blown away.
You're gonna be blown away.
It's been 5 years. I don't know. I personally, I just don't understand.
Is it ever going to come?
is.
Well, let's hear what's that. Let's hear what HBO says.
They stripped the names off the drawings.
7 years later, this is the reality.
District Detroit. This is District Detroit.
So, in all, how many residential units have they developed?
None. They've developed none. Zero.
Zero. None.
Zero, as in none.
Once promoted as Detroit's largest residential development in decades, District Detroit has indeed failed to produce a single house, apartment, or hotel room to date, with little active progress in sight.
Is there a justification that this is just a matter of time?
I mean, I do understand these things take time, but, you know, they opened the arena on time, ahead of schedule. They know how to do things when they want to do things.
They promised that it would be something that trickled down to the neighborhoods. It hasn't trickled down.
No, this is exactly why people don't like spending tax dollars on exciting new arenas. And when this happens, that's when, I don't know what the next project's going to be, but people are going to say, fuck you. Fuck you. Well, I guess they've got all the arenas, though. They've got all four teams downtown. Nobody needs an arena right now, and by the time they do, everyone will probably have forgotten all about this. But honestly, it's also unnerving to me that there's no comment on it either.
Yeah.
They've been asked, what's going on? HBO's doing this big story. Big story. Big Magic Johnson. They're doing this big story and no comment. Does that mean the story's true or does that mean I don't give a shit?
What has he done?
What does that mean? How can you not comment on that? That's your promise.
Well, they're going to have to comment probably after tonight.
Well, the promo's been running. Everyone's writing about this.
How come no one here wrote the story prior to HBO doing anything?
Well, Cranes did. Cranes wrote a story in March, which I think, who knows, maybe that inspired this reporting. But honestly, Cranes is a publication. You know, you read it online. It's not extremely high profile. It's a business thing. You know, more movers and shakers read Cranes. I read it. It's a great story. Cranes is fantastic. But where are all the news outlets?
Yeah.
Really? Do the Ilitches not owe this? Is this just a promise? Isn't there? I mean, when you give away.
Isn't it in writing somewhere?
Yeah, when you give away $200 million, not to mention, you know, if you remember with Joe Louis Arena, the city had a share of concessions, they had a share of parking. They gave all that away.
Yeah, and didn't they not pay up on some stuff that they were
supposed to pay they had up? Taxes they owed on. Didn't they owe Comcast money?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. So. What do you mean? They don't? Do they not have to do this?
Well, not if no one's going to make them.
I would think there'd be, you know, maybe the people that cut this deal owe it, not the Ilitches, the people that made this deal with the Ilitches. Why don't we hear from them, and shouldn't they tell us?
Well, what politicians were involved back then?
Well, this city council had to approve it.
It was kind of a backdoor deal, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a stadium, people go, oh, my God, it's so cool. But
all that glitters isn't gold, man. That's why it was easy to pass.
We need an explanation. We need there's got to be something. I don't know. This is just really distressing, and it's a bummer, and it bothers me because, you know, I want to think the Ilitches care. They always seem like they do. They do a lot. They were there when nobody was there, and that's great. But you know what? This was a big deal, and. You know, if they're going to be lauded for all the things they do.
If no one's going to make them, why would they?
Yeah, I don't understand why this deal was made and why they gave away all those things they used to get from Joe Louis Arena. They had a bunch of revenue sources. They just gave them away and said, oh, but this is going to be the biggest neighborhood project in you know, decades and decades and decades. But where is it?
Fake.
I know it does. It just seems fake, doesn't it?
Yeah. Lie.
So I wish besides the Ilitches, somebody would hold somebody's feet to the fire, city council, and, you know, there's a lot of activity in Lansing on this,
eventually,
too.
Something obviously is going to get done. They're not going to just leave it the way it is.
Why not?
I don't know.
Because
nobody's going to bother them. It's just going to be an HBO story once in a blue moon. Then why would you bother if you didn't care?
Well, then Dan Gilbert will pick up the...
Until they think they can make money from it.
Yeah, Dan Gilbert. There are things springing up all around, but not there. North of downtown. This is connecting Midtown. Remember, it connects Midtown to downtown. And, you know, we'll have this one long stretch, but maybe not.
I'm really shocked they haven't built. You would think a hotel could easily make money there.
But, God, there's so many hotels now. How many more do we need?
Right there, though? There are, but that close? I don't know.
They're pretty busy. I mean, one next to the... We think next to the arena,
That's what I mean.
Absolutely. You'd think people in Brighton would want to stay there. Hey, we'll just stay downtown and drive right home.
Mm-hmm. They can. They can stay at Greek Town, MGM, Motor City.
Sure.
The Cadillac. There's plenty of hotels.
Or you can stay right next to the arena, too, which is kind of cool.
No, there's a lot to do. There was going to be so much to do around there. There was going to be... I sound like the lady. Fly a kite with a hole in it.
I thought you knew. I'll believe it when I see it.
It'll happen.
Oh, boy. I just got a text message from Rick.
Uh-oh.
Let's see what it says.
Yeah, boy. Speaking of Rick, you can't...
What? He got put in Facebook jail. I can't respond to anything for 3 days.
Yeah,
what?
Because he keeps attacking, like, people are attacking him.
Well, now he's just asking for it because he can't respond for three days. His head might explode.
Does everyone have to say that they'll fight him? I mean, there's like 10 people who are trying to fight him.
He sent me screenshots of direct messages he's getting from people.
There's two people out there that are pretty bad.
Busting his balls.
No, they're not. Two.
It's getting out of hand. Really.
Well, don't forget, we've been through a lot of this crap as well.
Oh, I know, but we're used to it, and we don't care. We don't sit there and stew. What is he going to do for those 3 days?
How about this?
E! Has done it again with their new reality show. Peek into the lives of America's hottest pop star family with House of Carters.
Nick and Aaron go.
Things get ugly when Aaron is late and Nick gets angry.
Aaron, come on, we're gonna be late for the meeting. Get off my back.
I have to be on your back.
Why are you always riding me?
It's the only way you listen to me.
Oh, get off of me. I used to rap when I was little. Just take
you have to get your life together. I know.
Mr. Harvey, I have weird hair and bad skin.
Bro, I'm sorry. Dude, that's my bad. Look, I gotta be hard on you, man. You're like a little me.
What do I gotta do?
Why are you hugging me so hard?
Why do you hate me?
I don't hate you.
And why won't you listen to my beats?
Tune in when Nick listens to Aaron's beats, and Aaron doesn't like what Nick has to say.
Why does Righteous Rick have your phone?
Yo, so what do you think?
Yo, bro, your beats are whack.
What? Why you gotta do me like that?
Because I'm trying to protect you.
I can't believe you would do that.
You have to respect me. I am a father figure. I know. Oh, bro, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry, all right? You're like me, but smaller. Just you know what I mean? That's my deal.
It's our way.
Sorry. I love you, girl.
I love you, girl.
I love you, girl.
Yo, that was hot.
That was hot.
We gotta lay that down. That's a single. Yo. That's it.
But things really heat up when Aaron refuses to wear a shirt at dinner.
Aaron! Where's your shirt?
Well, I gotta wear a shirt all the time.
Where's your shirt? I'm trying to eat spaghetti, dude.
Eat spaghetti.
No, I'm trying to eat it. Why aren't you? Quit barking, man. You're being disrespectful to our black manager.
I'm not being disrespectful to our black manager.
Yes, you are. Our black manager don't like that.
Man, whatever. I gotta take a
piss. You know, just plain old manager would be fine.
Bro, I'm sorry, dog. I have to do this, all right? You're like a midget with my head, you know what I'm saying, man?
Yo, bro biz before showbiz.
Bro biz before showbiz. Man, you guys are delightful. Now, which one of y'all got my check?
House of Carters. Tune in and see the Carters at their best.
That is basically their text messaging brought to life.
It's so stupid.
They must have got the leaked text as well to put that together.
I gotta ask Rick what happened. He's in Facebook jail.
Yeah. Okay, 50 more complaints on the boner line now. Well, as long as his voice is none, are we allowed to talk about Rick?
Time to get a Snapchat account.
It's what we've all been waiting for: the Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Spring Sales Event. Wondering what all the excitement is about? During Zot's spring sales event, you can lease a 19 Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $166 a month. How about leasing a new loaded 19 Jeep Compass as low as $198 a month? Or if you want to move the whole family around in total luxury, lease a new 19 Chrysler Pacifica as low as $292 a month. Plus, last month's employee pricing for everyone was such a smashing success, our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram decided to do it again. So while supplies last, get employee pricing on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Nobody else is doing that for you. See details and surf their massive inventory on deals in the D.com. And our friend Luke Nowacki would love to help you if you're looking at a financial future that looks a little murky, or you've just waited too long, or maybe you're responsible and you're saying, you know, we're going to have a kid in a year or two. We've got to start thinking about these things. Or maybe you've got a 401k you haven't checked the investment options on in many years, and you're wondering, am I making any money on this thing, or should I be making more money? Anyway, Luke Nowacki would love to help you with all these things and more: health insurance, life insurance, 248-663-4748. Security Investments Advisory Services off the Reliance Associates Incorporated member, FINRA SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned, and other entities and our marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Reliance Associates Incorporated. Yesterday, we were talking about George Zimmerman.
Oh, yeah. You mean Carter?
Carter.
Oh, Carter, yes. 35-year-old Carter. And he had claimed that he was a consultant. This is really funny. And he went to Liberty University.
Yeah.
Is it, we still,
or did he consult Liberty University?
Is that Falwell's University?
Damn. Yes.
I never understood that.
Are we in position to call him, or is it too late?
It might be. I'm going to try him.
Oh, man.
5 Eastern? It closes at 5 Eastern?
No, it might.
Oh, probably.
Shucks.
Dome!
See, if we were on Central Time, we'd be all right right now. Don't feel too bad.
I just thought that I thought he was suggesting he went to Liberty.
Yeah.
I thought he said he had a college degree. Did he say he had a college degree?
I don't know. That was so long ago. That was yesterday.
Wait, I got it here somewhere.
No,
I
took it as that he went there.
That's what I took it as. I thought he was just saying he was a consultant.
Why would he choose Liberty University?
Yeah, consultant at self-employed consultant. Liberty University. Somewhere he said... Oh, these pictures are just
hilarious.
Shirtless. There he is wearing his cap and gown.
I mean, honestly, he should just get a real one with his real name.
Thank you for calling Liberty University. How may I direct your call?
Liberty. Hello?
Yes, how can I direct your
call? Yeah, I was calling to verify. There's a gentleman named George Zimmerman calling from the Drew and Mike show. He is on some sites claiming that he went to Liberty University or is a consultant there. He's the gentleman that was standing his ground, and he was involved in a famous case with a man that was killed named Trayvon Martin. And he's running around saying he went to Liberty University, and I don't personally believe that.
We need to follow up, yeah.
Are you aware of the story?
Let me send you over. Oh, well, they're closed. I would have to send you over to the registrar's office, and they're closed. They're the only ones who can
I see. Have you heard of this guy, though? Have you heard of George Zimmerman?
I have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He killed Trayvon Martin back in, mm-hmm. was that 2012, maybe?
Yeah.
And he used the stand your ground defense, and a lot of people were very upset
about
it.
I'm black. I know the story.
Yeah. He's a complete tool. But anyway.
Did you see the update version on the story, what he did?
I'm not aware.
Oh, so he started a Tinder account and a Bumble account with a fake name, and he claimed he went to Liberty University.
Okay.
Would you like me to transfer someone to someone?
Yeah.
I just wondered if Liberty University had been made aware of this. You sound like you're not terribly interested in the story, but maybe there's somebody else that's...
Can you find out for us if he went there on your own without going to the registrar's office?
I don't have that authority.
Hmm.
Like, this is just a switchboard office, though.
Oh, okay. So are we giving you way more information than you want?
Do you care to comment?
I can only transfer you places.
Oh, you're not allowed to comment? Can you comment on anything?
Well, maybe she's got somebody that can comment. Is there someone there right now?
Can you at least admit that we gave you way more information about George Zimmerman than you wanted?
Oh, no, the answer to that is no.
She was nice.
She's very nice. Dealing with two idiots.
She's just sending us somewhere that's closed.
Thank you for calling Liberty University's Visitor Center. Can I please put you on a brief hold?
Sure.
How long's brief?
Thank you.
Can now apply for Liberty University's Middle America Scholarship, which will fund
the difference. She must not like this department. She sent us there.
There is no mention of his education.
She's got a vendetta against this department, I think.
Wikipedia page.
Why don't you add it, Brandon? That when he went by the name of Carter, he went to Liberty University. We will be with
you in a moment. He went to Seminole State College, actually. Here it is. Which includes Liberty
University's Worship Collective. Then why would he just say that on his Tinder account? Is Liberty that much more impressive?
Yeah, I wonder if this
good
guy,
school, but
I'm dying to know how much action he gets on these places. Or, you know, was he on there long enough to get any action? That's so annoying. I don't know, so, you know, we've talked about this with Trudy before, how annoying it is that chicks, they go, oh my God, he's in the news, I want him.
Oh, well, there's probably some chicks that support him that would.
Yeah, there's always that.
Support him for, support him. Why would
for standing his ground.
It's the same people that like to date jailbirds, Drew.
No, I know, I know.
Somebody
it's so,
for everybody.
So, I mean, so dumb. But there shouldn't be anyone for those people.
No, of course not.
And by the way, I think my,
no relationship
one of the
for
best,
you.
One of the best ideas I've had in at least a decade is any love letter sent to a prisoner from
they
a
don't
random
get
person.
It.
They take the love letter out and they put dick pics in. So they think that people just send dick pics.
Agreed.
And they can just.
Unless they like dick pics, then you send them something.
Yeah, then
else.
You send them, then you send them, yeah, new chicks.
Exactly.
So my theory is George Zimmerman is using Liberty instead of his alma mater because he doesn't want to be associated with Florida.
Did he go to Florida?
Lynchburg, Virginia.
Boy, that was a total blow off by the switchboard.
No, but Seminole State University is in Florida. Liberty is in Virginia.
Did he actually graduate?
I don't have that information.
You think she's tipped this department off to us?
But I mean, if he's using
probably.
A fake name, Brandon, why would it matter?
You well,
know? I mean, I don't know.
Sure, but if somebody sees George Zimmerman's face and then they see Florida, they're going to know it's Zimmerman. If they see the face and it's Virginia,
yeah, but if you see him anyway, you know it's that tool.
Yeah, you're right.
Maz has made a lovely. Is that an Indiana University logo?
It's an LU. The L went into the U.
Oh, that's a Liberty University logo.
Yes.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Were you bored with the story? So you
no, no, no.
I'm
just,
business?
No, we're talking Liberty, so I drew a Liberty.
Okay.
Didn't they go? Didn't they win a couple games in the NCAAs a couple years ago? Liberty?
I think you might have should have written that down.
Sorry.
Not a sports podcast.
Tom Segura.
This officially is not a brief hold.
These people can suck me. Forget it.
I think you should call the lady back that you that originally called. Answered.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Want to bother her again?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
she obviously
she
gave
us,
to
us
the,
in the middle of nowhere.
Bureau.
You're gonna get someone else on the switchboard,
probably.
Ask for media relations.
Should we call our girl at the Milano's hotline?
We haven't talked to her in a long time.
We haven't. Maybe we should call Clarice.
Yes.
Who was involved
that
in a
story is the best.
Major incident. This is a senior citizen who had some young dude, and that dude was pretty big too.
He was huge.
Well, he was 5 foot, 300 pounds. So he was short and
he was fat.
Pretty fat.
Yeah, he was breaking into her car.
He was round.
And she went out there, and what do you know? He's nude. He's half nude. I think that meant he had no pants on, I assume. So she hits him with a baseball. He attacked her. She hit him with a baseball bat, and she whacked him on the head. She played college softball, apparently.
Good for
a long
her.
Long time ago.
Here's the story. It's
the guy takes off.
Ad.
He takes off, and he ends up losing whatever he had on and putting on a pair of pants. I don't know where he got a new pair of pants, but he did.
Maybe you hit him somewhere.
Sunday morning when Clarice Ganey said that she heard a noise outside her apartment. She peeked out her window to see a large, police say 300-pound man pulling on her car door handle and knocking on its window, attempting to break in, all while only wearing his boxers.
So I grabbed my bat. I braced myself. I opened, I eased the door open.
That's when Ganey says 5 foot six, 300 pound Antonio Mosley charged her. Little did he know, she was a high school softball player, a 65-year-old slugger.
I took that bat and hit him upside a pie. He said, oh!
That's when police say Mosley ran to a nearby mobile home park, leaving behind his jeans, shirt, and a sock.
He was in his drawers. He didn't have no shoes on, no shirt, or nothing.
Police say a canine unit tracked Mosley down inside a mobile home with new pants on
and
cocaine in his pocket. Officers brought him back to Ganey to identify him.
I said, yeah. I said, that's him right there. They said, Miss Ganey, he got a big nut on his head.
Mosley was booked in the Alachua County Jail with two charges of burglary and drug possession.
If he better be glad I didn't have a gun. Because I would have shot him.
Yeah.
But this is my gun right here. Because I'm going, paya!
What you going to put? Paya!
That's the sound it made. When she beat him.
Well, I don't know how much more we really have to gather over the phone, but
Maybe you can ask her what kind of hitter she was.
Yeah, no, you want to know about her career?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Maybe any other time she's been attacked?
You look very
Is that an aluminum bat or a...
It looks like an aluminum.
Yeah.
You look a little disappointed.
Oh, no, it's just that she told the whole story. I mean, that's great cuts. The story was well done.
I like her sound effects.
I think there's a lot more to this story.
Clarice?
What's the percentage on the phone number, Brandon?
It's really high.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 3. Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Clarice. It's the Drew and Mike Show calling, and we were hoping to find out about this incident with the man breaking into your car. It sounds like you really kicked some ass, which is pretty cool. So if you see the 248 number on your phone, give us a ring back. We'll be here for another hour or so. Thank you! Maz, the wedding ring.
Yeah.
A lot of questions.
I heard.
There's a lot of buzz on the web.
There's a lot of buzz.
Social media is really trying to figure out what happened.
I get it.
My theory was that in assaulting the buffet,
uh-huh.
you wanted, almost like George when he takes his clothes off.
Yes, all when he goes to the bathroom.
Yeah, that you want to take your ring off in case your fingers got... in case your fingers put on weight.
They did put on weight during the day. That's why I took it off originally.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it was not
at Zot.
It was not at the Champions Club when you took it off.
I was at Zot, and I don't really like wearing a ring. I really don't like wearing a ring.
Around the ladies or?
No, anytime.
Okay.
So I took it off and I put it in my pocket. I do that sometimes at work. A lot of times if I'm working on washing a car or whatever the hell I'm doing, if it just don't feel comfortable, I put it in my pocket. I have no holes in my pocket.
Well, what were you doing at the buffet assault that led it to come out of your pocket?
When I took money out to tip the bartender, it must have gotten caught in my few dollars that I had in my pocket.
Oh, is that what they said?
That's what I told you. I'm telling you that's what happened.
Oh.
That's the only way. That's the only time I ever went in that pocket.
So, but did they say the bartender found your ring?
The cleaning crew found it.
The cleaning crew?
Yes. The cleaning crew found it. What I did the next day.
That seems like it's on the floor if the cleaning crew found
it. Was,
it.
Yeah, it was on the floor.
Did you do a handstand or headstand?
No. I took the money out of my pocket. So the
why
money.
Did the bartender notice it?
Because it didn't land on the bar. It landed, landed below. Yeah, it landed below.
Did this have anything to do possibly with the press pass and all that excitement?
Well, I don't think so. We did run around. So what I did then, just to cover my tracks, I called the regular Tiger, the Comerica Park hotline for Lost and Found. So I told them what the scoop was. And, of course, I called the Champions Club. Tom Fennelly is the suite manager. And I talked to him, left him
a
message.
Did you know that before you called?
Tom Fennelly?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know the suite manager.
All your boy T-Maz ready to step up to the mic.
I'd love to say thank you to Tom. For a
shout out. He sold a car.
He found your ring.
I did.
You're a celebrity.
Thank God.
How's your grandma?
He runs the Champions Club.
You're related.
Good food.
You're not related.
Yummy.
He just met you. You're like Seinfeld. You're like big girls.
All
two
girls.
Mandy Moores. You sent a t-shirt. Who's going to ship it? It's not a sports podcast.
That in a while, but yeah, so
I'm
I called
racist.
So I called Tom. I talked to Tom. I explained to him how bad I feel, obviously, and he's like, listen, Maz, we'll try our best to help you out. And then I called the regular line. I gave them
I'll fuck you up.
Exactly. Talked to her. She called me back, and
she is gonna shout out.
I did not think it would appear. I called you guys. I'm like, did I drop it in the basement somehow?
And we looked all over for it.
I looked in my car. I looked in my bedroom, because we take your pants off to hang your pants up at night. Sometimes I forgot it in my pants and it fell out. So I looked all over the place. I mean, I scoured.
Look how many people had to get
involved. You had the entire stadium jumping between the press pass and the
Well, the press pass, you have to admit to everybody that it wasn't my fault on the press pass.
It didn't appear to be your fault.
The security guard, apologized when I went back the second time. Remember when I double parked the car, as you said I did?
Not like he was busy securing it in an active ballpark.
You had the police jumping around over the parking. You had two different offices jumping around looking for your press pass. You were emailing people while we were in the Champions Club about the press pass.
During a game.
Imagine being in the middle of a sale and someone comes to you and asks you for a media pass. And now you have to drop doing your job.
I get it, Mark. I know.
So anyway, the Tigers are raising ticket prices 50 cents to cover all the additional work that was done.
Probably why they had to cancel two games. It wasn't for rain.
You. Now listen to this. Listen to this sidebar to this story. So here it is, last Wednesday, and I take my kids to see a hitting coach, a friend of mine, in Grosse Pointe.
Wait, a hitting coach? Do you pay this guy?
He's a good man. No, he doesn't take any money. I take care of him.
Your kids have a private hitting coach?
They have a hitting coach.
Really?
Just you know, to get them out, you know, just to keep them fresh.
They have a running coach?
No, they don't have a running coach.
Fielding coach?
No, they don't have
pitching coach.
They have their regular coaches.
This is not, by the way, this is not unusual. A lot of kids have private coaches.
Now listen, this
I'll say no more about that.
Here's the sidebar to last Wednesday. I had the day off because Lily.
Hey, wait, what? So their regular coach is incompetent and doesn't teach them anything about hitting?
Not a hit.
Let me finish the story.
Okay.
Last Wednesday, I had the day off because I worked a Saturday, so you switch days. But last Wednesday, Lily was inducted into the Honor Society at Lakeview High School.
They had an induction?
They had an induction. Really? So I went to that in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. Wasn't that nice?
I never got an induction.
Wait, what year is she in school?
She's a sophomore.
She's a sophomore?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter if she gets straight F's the rest of the way. She's in the Honor Society.
She's in it right now.
They don't boot you out.
She's in it right now. She has to continue to stay in it.
Okay, it's a temporary.
Yeah.
So I see. But why do they induct you if it's temporary?
Okay, so let me move on now. So now we go to kid number two, Abby.
Nothing ever adds up, Drew.
Kid number two, Abby, who's my softball player, her coach passed away.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Bummer.
So we had the funeral last Wednesday. So
how old was he?
He was 60.
What happened to the guy?
He had a stroke.
You want to give him a shout out? I mean,
well, Coach Tom, rest in peace.
Yeah,
wow,
it's a bummer.
Yeah, and Coach Kelly is his daughter, who you know she's taking over the squad.
Don't take the plugs too far.
I'm sorry, they're playing now as we speak, but it's okay. I hope they win.
With a heavy
who's coaching him? The daughter's coaching.
The daughter's coaching.
Okay.
Hopefully, she's got some help. I usually like to chip in.
They should hire that hitting coach.
They should, Coach. So, nonetheless,
you bleep coach that guy.
That shout out came out really quick.
He likes you guys.
The eulogy shout out had to be coerced. Right,
nonetheless, so I move on. So then at night, I took him to the coach, and I'm driving to this restaurant in Grosse Pointe to pick up a gift certificate because I wanted to give a gift certificate for helping the kids out. Went to his favorite restaurant.
Oh, so you do pay him.
Who got you the gift certificate?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I went into the place.
Where's it from?
This place on Mack Avenue in Grosse Pointe.
What, just a place?
It's called Irish Coffee.
A nickel store or something?
It's called Irish Coffee.
Okay.
It's Coach's favorite place.
I see.
She get it for free now.
So I go in there, I get the certificate. Now on my way back to pick the girls up, I'm on Mack.
They give you a certificate?
Yeah, a gift certificate.
A
gift certificate. Okay. A lot of places you get the cards now, but they had the actual certificate. It's old school.
I was picturing like the MVP gets a gift certificate. Certificate.
Exactly. Oh, like a big check?
Yeah.
So listen, this is freaky. This is freaky. I'm still without my ring at this point, and I'm really down, and you know, it was a shitty day overall.
Yeah.
I drive past this jewelry store that my buddy owns.
You didn't lose the press pass, though.
I didn't know.
If you had your choice, that was an obvious one.
It would have been. I would have lost the press pass in a second compared to losing my ring. Yeah.
Okay.
So I see this sign.
Press pass sure seemed important.
I see this.
You didn't even notice that the ring was gone, but the press pass.
I didn't notice the ring.
You were all over the stadium trying to get hold of it.
Well, I was, you know.
Whereas with the ring, you made phone calls.
I didn't know it was gone at that point. Otherwise, I never would have left, Drew. You never would have gotten home.
But you remembered that you didn't have your press pass.
I did. I would have remembered that, no question. I feel better that I have that pass now.
Okay.
Okay.
I know, you should.
I digress. On the way home, I see this big sign in my friend's store going out of business. Business sold. So I'm like, what the hell? And it was a green light, so I couldn't stop. So I made a U-turn, and I parked in front of the store. And he's closed. You know, obviously.
When you know about the green light, the U-turn, is that critical to the story somehow?
Yeah, well, I made the U-turn.
Weren't you on your way somewhere?
I was on my way to pick the girls back up.
Okay, did they have to sit around and wait?
No.
They were still U-turn.
No, they were still busy. I knew that I had time.
Okay, so you're just going to go sit and wait for them while they finish?
No, I was going to read this sign. I'm like, how can my buddy's business go out of business?
Okay. Couldn't
this
call.
Is a guy
having so many things in your world. It's just amazing.
Well, I haven't seen him in 20 years. I bought the ring 21
your
years ago.
Your company stinks.
Obviously. Thanks, Frank. Anyway, my wife and I got our rings from that store. J.W.
And they
Cole.
Just happened to be going out of business.
And they and I happened to see it that day. So I turn around, and who's there in the store? But my buddy Jim. He's on the phone talking to the lawyers about the closing of the store and all of that. I go in, and I tell him, "But I can't believe I'm seeing you today. I lost my wedding ring last night. I don't know what happened
yeah, and
to
I'm
it.
Losing my business.
No. So he's like, wow, man, that sucks. He said, I was that about 20 years ago?
Hi,
I'm
Jim.
Like, yeah.
Thank you.
21 years ago. I'm like, I find this really a freaky. This is freaky. That I see the guy.
Actually, what he should have said was.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Dude, with lawyers here going out of business.
So, I don't know. I tell Kathy the story when I come home. I'm like, hey, I saw Jim Cole tonight. You know, maybe it's good luck. Maybe we'll find the ring after all. And then the next day, I get a call from the Tigers out of nowhere that they found the ring. Tom Fennelly. Thank you.
That had what I really like in a story, an ending.
That was...
Hey, what does Coach... How does Coach fit into this story?
He fits in the story because I got to see Jim Cole, my buddy Jim.
Because you had to buy the gift certificate.
I had to buy the gift certificate for Coach... Otherwise, I would not have seen Jim Cole's store going out of business.
Would it have been possible...
Where I bought my ring.
Would it have been possible to say... The same day I lost my ring, the next day I was driving by the place where I bought the ring, and they were going out of business.
You're right. I could have said that. You're right. I don't know why I did it the way I did it, but this felt right.
Well, you had a lot of plugs to
finish. Everybody still awake?
I mean, we really live.
If you don't tell a short story like that, Drew, you can't get the plugs in.
I feel like, you know, I went with you to get the press pass to two different places.
I asked you to go with me. I appreciate you coming with me.
I know. I know. You said I could just go to the Kiambus Club. But, you know, I really lived that thing. And now I feel like I was with you through that whole adventure in finding out the guy's business is going out of business.
I know.
Seemed like it took longer than it did in real time.
The good part is Jim Cole will resurface somewhere else at a different place. So I'm happy for
you
that.
You think so?
I'm happy for that.
It was another plug, by the way.
Well, yeah. He's a good man.
Okay.
You know, he's around all these other jewelers. Like
hey, he's a good man, but you didn't see him for a bunch of years.
You got Ahe Jewelers. You got all these other big
they're
jewelers.
Good, maybe they're good men, too.
And he's got this little store. You know, you got to take care of it. You got to go to the little guy.
Seems like if he'd stopped by more than every 21 years, maybe he would have stayed in business.
Perhaps. But I don't have any money to buy any jewelry.
You don't ever buy Kathy anything, ever?
Once in a while.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I don't see if he was so good. It seems like you would have gone
he
back
is good.
Or something.
He's good.
Oh.
How much jewelry
just
do you
saying.
Need?
The kids ever get anything?
Kids get some stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
You gonna take my testicles and make earrings
kids,
out of them?
Whenever you're ready. I mean, I don't want to take up the whole show.
Some news on the
there is news on the pool and Maddie's phone.
Oh my god!
When you're ready,
that's breaking news. Did you guys hear that? David Crosby went on a tweet storm.
Yeah.
About the Doors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why David Crosby has such a hard on about the Doors, but. He has a big heart on about Ted Nugent. He doesn't belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Why the Doors? I mean, they don't really make much
I don't
noise.
Know. He just keeps... I think people keep prompting him, and then he just leaps right in. Jim Morrison was a lame
singer. He's like Righteous Rick. He can't not respond.
He doesn't seem to be able to stop.
When it's about the Doors.
He rips them to no end, says Morrison is lame as a singer, lame as a poet, and he's a big poser. He also criticized...
Boy, Wait. Morrison's going to be pissed when he hears this.
Yes.
Who cares?
And then he's ragging on Ray Manzarek that his left hand, which was the bass for the Doors, that his left hand was terrible. And I don't know. I don't know many people that hate the Doors.
I'm not a big fan, but I don't hate them.
I just can name a lot of their songs I think are very worthwhile. Light My Fire is, I think, is a fantastic song. Crystal Ship. L.A. Woman's not bad. Riders in the Storm. Don't You Love Her Madly.
Backdoor Man.
Hello, I Love You. Yeah, Backdoor Man.
Oh, what's my
Baby,
favorite
Baby, won't
one?
You light my
Touch
fire?
Me.
Touch
That's
Me. Touch
favorite.
Me is a great
That's
song.
My favorite. Only made up to number 3, by the way.
Well, but they had hits. They had a lot of hits. And really, they had three or four albums that were pretty acclaimed. All their albums sold well. So, I don't know. And they also ended pretty much... on L.A. Woman, which was a huge album, so they really kind of...
They would have kept going, I think, if Jim would have hung in there.
Yeah, they would have.
But nobody knows what Crosby's issue is with the Doors? That doesn't make
sense. He just says they suck.
Yeah.
So then as he's tweeting away about this and people are responding and he's just putting him down more and more, then he says at 420 that he's smoking a fatty because it's 420 on 420. Now, isn't he on his third liver?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's toasted too.
Are you allowed to be smoking pot all the time on your third liver? I mean, well, toasted two
give
livers.
It back?
I'm just saying, he toasted two livers. Yeah. Shouldn't he probably not be doing any partying?
I think weed's good for your liver.
Is it?
Yeah. Alcohol's bad for it, obviously, but...
Well, where does it get metabolized?
When do you get weed as good for your liver?
Joe, you probably know. Where does it get metabolized in the body? What? It's like the first thing you don't know about
California
stuff.
Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control issued new rules declaring that intoxicants are bad, blah, blah, blah. But if you use marijuana, it's good for your liver.
What's the source on this?
Liars.
This is from Vice.
Vice? Really?
Yeah. And there's a whole bunch of different source? There's a whole bunch of different articles online that talk about liver diseases and the benefits of using cannabis.
Pot makes it increasingly harder for the liver to perform even basic functions.
Oh, bull.
It's metabolized in the liver too, so it's probably not the best thing for your liver.
Now, there are people claiming that it's not bad for your liver. There's others who disagree. Weed seems to protect your liver from the effects of hard drinking. If you are a hard drinker, pot can actually help your liver. But he's not really supposed to be a hard drinker.
Oh, but he is. We know he is.
He's going out his way.
He's not stopping.
Medical
Maybe
marijuana.
He does it, Drew, because he knows he can just get another liver.
Liver disease, when liver experiences a high amount of tissue scarring, is typically a direct result of constant inflammation, the death of vital cells. Disease is such an ugly outcome. A pretty solution maybe in the near future. How marijuana can help you heal from hepatitis C. Well, I mean, we're talking about people. I don't know. Maybe he has these problems.
He's got AIDS.
I don't know. Anyway, so he smokes a fatty, and then he says, I'm going to get off the door's ass. I don't feel right about this. I want to go back to ripping Trump. And then some people send a couple tweets about the still from the previous ones, and then he goes back to ripping the doors. So, I don't really understand it. And he really seems to be saying their musicianship is lousy. And then he comes back and says, Robbie Krieger's a good player and he's a friend of mine. It's like, oh, you have a friend in the band and you're still ripping the shit out of him? I don't know. What's wrong with this guy?
Of course, he's the good one in the band, his friend.
And then Bill Gates.
This story.
This, I got to tell you, I saw him yesterday dancing in a club. And at first I thought, oh, how cute. Bill Gates is out in the town doing a little dance. I mean, it just seemed like, oh, the old man, how adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you look closer and they tell you that he's actually dancing with the go-go girls from the club. They're hot. They're younger. Melinda's not there. And
he's such a terrible dancer.
No, he's horrible.
And, well, we saw with the Rolling Stones dance that he did. Start Me Up, remember? Start Me Up back in the day. With Balmer.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God, that was so stupid.
With who? With Balmer?
Mm-hmm.
That guy could dance.
And three other white guys.
Him and seven chicks.
Yeah, hey, no, these chicks are just surrounding him. And so the security guards, he's got multiple security guards who are at the table. And like I said, at first I thought it was kind of cute. And then I realized, wait a second, he thinks he's really getting down. He's with the hottest chicks in the club. And I thought, with his money and this demanding wife, maybe he's a total creep when he gets a chance. Oh, I mean, he's got the money and he's got the pain in the ass wife. I mean, he might, who knows, maybe he's going to Fist Fest.
Oh, come on. Oh, God.
He maybe buys whores all the time. I mean, who knows? Whoever thought Robert Kraft was doing that? I mean, what is he doing at a hot Miami club dancing with Bill Gates? What the fuck is that?
Of course he's a creep. He helped make the first modern-day personal computer, probably so he could beat off to porn
True.
All the time.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank God for him.
And then as I'm reading about this, I see that Melinda's new book is being reviewed, A Moment of Lift.
Oh, God.
It's about empowering women. Which is so easy, you know, for her to talk about since she married a billionaire and then she constantly demands equal time with him.
Chapter one.
How exactly, you know, her whole thing is that women are cheated because they're involved in so much unpaid labor. And it's like, wait a second, but you are latching yourself. She demands equal time with a multi-billionaire, one of the richest men in the world. They can't do an interview where you don't ask her every other question. So it seems to me she is stealing. I mean, if anything, she's on the upper end of empowerment. She's getting empowerment she doesn't deserve.
Do you want to hear a fake anecdote from the book?
Is it about him picking up the kids?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is so stupid. First of all, for her to take credit for this, she implies that Bill isn't doing enough of the work around the house. Now, he's picking up the kids.
Which I would like
school.
I would like to point out.
Don't they have house servants?
He is one of the most important people to technology in the world. Do we really want
him
picking up the kids and doing little mundane tasks around the house? And by the way, do he and her really do all the labor?
No, they
the house?
Hire.
They don't do shit.
Really?
They hire a ton of it out.
So he picks up the kids, and she says, next thing you know, all the fathers are picking up the kids. Melinda Gates, she has so much impact on society. It's amazing. And they go on and on about what a philanthropist she is. No, he's the it's his money. She's
throwing
not her money.
The mom said,
money away.
The mom said, when we saw Bill driving, we went home and said to our husbands, Bill Gates is driving his child to school. You can too. What a trendsetter. But I want to point out, she was bitching about dropping her kids off at school because it was a 40-minute commute each way because that's what they chose to send their kids to that school.
45 minutes.
That's a choice they made to drive 40 minutes. So don't bitch about a choice you made, lady.
45 minutes.
And don't marry a billionaire if you want equality in terms of the division of labor at home. Maybe marry someone who's relatively close to your equal. I mean, he is a bazillionaire.
She writes,
how can how many guys do you think make the kind of money Bill Gates does? Who, I'm sure a lot of them, they probably like to be good at parenting too. But I mean, to just make all these demands, you're not picking up the kids as much as I am. Well, you live in a, what do they live in?
I'm busy being the richest man in the world at this time.
Yeah, I think there's a little.
If I'm not careful, some Bezos guy will pass me.
Don't they have a $100 million house? It's got all these incredible features.
Yeah.
Well, she gets a few benefits from that.
No, but she in this interview said, whether you're doing homework with kids, filling out insurance forms, reconciling your bank account, gathering wood, or carrying water from a well, those tasks take minutes and hours, and yet all this work is what women predominantly do around the world. It's called life, though. Guys do it. She's implying that guys don't do anything.
Are the guys just fluffing off?
Yeah, we're sitting on the couch with our hands down our pants doing
nothing.
Well,
then why do these women reproduce with them if they're so lame?
I take Madeline to daycare.
Oh.
I'm just like Bill Gates.
No, I drive the kids.
But Kristen makes more money than I do.
So.
Here's another lie.
You married way up.
Bill
absolutely knew that I was writing this chapter. I talked to him about it, and of course I gave him a chance to look at the whole book, which, don't you just picture him going,
yeah, that's great.
Everything here's fine. I'm still the third richest man in the world. See ya.
No, and is he going to argue with her?
He's probably pissed that he's number three.
I don't even think he's third in America. I don't know if he's where
he's not going to argue with her anyway. Who would ever argue with her? I mean, she goes on national TV demanding equal time with a billionaire.
In the end,
one of the biggest successes in the tech industry, and she thinks she should be asked every other question. She's an unreasonable human being. You would never argue with her.
He's probably more comfortable with her doing a lot of these questions. He probably sets that up. He doesn't want to talk.
No, really. You think Bill Gates says, look, you got to ask my wife every other question. No, she said, I'm tired of going on interviews and all they do is ask you questions. Why do they ever want to talk to me? That's why he doesn't. He does it real quietly. Could you please ask Melinda every other question?
I know this is really weird. I know you guys want to talk to me. But, Melinda's here too.
But,
she's going to yell at me in the car.
I don't want to get yapped at afterwards in the car. It really sucks. It ruins my day. And I wouldn't do the interview if I knew that was going to happen over and over. If you just ask her a few questions, it'll be so much better for me. Thank you.
I don't want to hear her say that.
It's very embarrassing.
We're going to buy ABC.
That's exactly what he does, Drew. You got it down. I think that's what most husbands
are thinking about Bill Gates up there, that little chicken neck. Hopping her now, a little murdering eugenicist. You know how he walks like a demonic elf. Hey, Bill Gates.
Nick Cage, the 4-day marriage is apparently over. Although
tough weekend.
Erica Kwaike is not, she does not want an annulment. He apparently wants an annulment. She says no. And she also says she gave up career opportunities. In those 4 days, apparently she gave up career. She wants.
That's high praise.
She wants spousal support.
She's not giving in.
No, she's not giving in.
Not giving in.
And somehow he turns up doing karaoke yesterday on the anniversary, third anniversary of Prince's death.
Let me Purple Rain, Purple Rain.
He's so intense.
Wow. Is he just wasted?
Yes.
Sheesh.
He's leaving Las Vegas out.
Hey, Spath got back to me. He was at the gym. Do we still want to call him?
The gym.
To find out if he got proper credit.
Of course.
Yeah, we could. I guess we could call Spath.
I mean, it's kind of important. We need to know.
He doesn't look at his phone at the gym?
No, I mean, it's way too intense.
I don't know if you've been working out or what, but your body's looking good.
What's he benching?
You got to ask him.
You should compete with him.
Does he have as thin a waist as Dave Kim?
Oh, my God. I think so. Thinner.
When That's I talked challenge to Dave Kim about the film festival, he said he had a 34 waist.
Oh,
and
he's,
I said,
he's
I
plateaued.
I thought you were down to a 33. I said he plateaued.
Yeah, he plateaued.
He did say that.
Kim!
Sounded like a good film festival.
Yeah, that thing's always, you know, doing well.
Everybody liked the Russian 5 movie. The Cream Magazine movie was very good.
I still haven't seen the Russian 5. I'd love to see it.
What's stopping you?
I haven't had a chance.
It debuted.
Too busy.
I mean, there was a film festival.
Too busy.
Hello?
Is this Spath?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Are you still in the gym?
I am, but I'm walking out right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much did you bench?
Not that kind of gym.
Oh.
what kind of gym were you in?
I was in something called Orange Theory that it's much more cardio-based than lifting like a barbell.
So you can't lift weights in there? They don't allow
it? No, you can. They just you like use a dumbbell versus a barbell.
Yeah, live weights.
Yeah.
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 Well, you can bench press live weights.
You can, but like there's a structured workout, and so not every day do I get a bench press just because I want a bench press.
Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
Well, I sure would get a bench press in there. I mean, it's nice to have that big chest.
You can't work your arms every day.
Yeah, I mean, there's cute girls in there. You want to, like, show off. I get it.
Okay. Oh, is it legs day today? Is that what it is?
That's what it was.
It was legs and buns. Yeah.
Orange Theory, what is the male-to-female ratio there?
5-1 women.
It's pretty strongly women, honestly. Yeah. The Royal Oak location has got a lot more men than some of the locations I'm at. Like, Ann Arbor one right on campus has probably, you know, like 12 girls for every one guy.
Wow,
nice. It's a pretty good ratio. Doing?
Why is it so high?
Because it's on, I don't know, because it's a workout that attracts
because all the guys are benching.
It's a fad. That's what it is.
I tell guys all the time, I'm like, man, I'm like, if you're single and you want to meet girls, like, this is the place to show up and do it.
And girls love being hit on while they're working out, don't they?
They do.
You know what? When some of them come wearing makeup and
really?
And
oh,
then I always think to myself, like, if you've got makeup on when you're at the gym, then you're there to be hit on. True. Or you're there to be flirted with. You're not there to get a workout, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I was riding the bicycle at the gym not too long ago, and these two girls, there was a girl on either side of me, and they were so sweaty. They were just pedaling a million miles an hour. They both looked almost too thin. And I was like, oh, my God, I've never seen a human that sweaty. So I'm not sure they wanted to be hit on.
Well, they never make
them. Well, probably. Up. You got to gauge the room, right? You got to get a feel for, like, who's the girls that are there for fun and who are the girls that are there to get, you know, to get their workout in. And you stay clear of those girls because they'll kick your ass.
Well, yeah, I work out mid-morning, so there's not a lot of people in the gym, thankfully. But we were calling because there was a weird story about Jordan Poole possibly now having to go pro because he may have broken his amateur status by joining this thing called Cameo.
Yeah, the messages that you pay for, he'll like send you a birthday message to tell you how great you are.
Yeah, did you talk about that on your show today?
We did not talk about it on our show.
What?
Only because we have long understood that Jordan Poole was going pro. We haven't harbored any thoughts that he was coming back to school since he announced. He doesn't like Michigan. He's been in conflict with the way that John Beilein has done things and the way that his role has been. So we haven't been banking on him coming back to Michigan. But certainly for the rest of the world to be open, yeah, I mean, this is flat out, you know, a indicator that he's turning pro because he's done.
He's taking money
back, and he's accepting money.
So it sort of is the final. I mean, there's no way to say he's coming back once he does one Cameo. Did you read about the story anywhere?
Yeah, I did. I read up on it a little bit.
It's kind of like
paying for like a singing telegram to come to your house, right?
Yeah.
Or like a clown to come to your house and spray you in the face with water.
Yeah. Is he messing with me? Where did you see the story, though, that he was on Cameo?
Did you see how it broke?
I saw Nick Baumgartner, a writer for the Detroit Free Press, wrote about it or retweeted it on Twitter this morning. That's how I saw it.
Where do you think he heard about it?
Who did he give credit to?
You know, I'm not really sure. I guess I didn't
read the whole article.
Scour it. I didn't scour it. Yeah, I'm a big headline reader versus actually read the article.
Thanks for not reading about the podcast.
We sure called the wrong guy.
I guess you don't follow Drew on Twitter, huh?
Yeah, no, last night we go over Brandon looks at Cammy almost every day. And he saw Jordan Poole on there, so we tweeted it out. And this morning we were getting credited in 247 Sports and – or 24/7
Free Press
and Free Press and Detroit News actually did not give us credit. Neither and MLive didn't give us credit either. They were implying that they look at Cameo every day, which we knew there's no way they did.
So it became about us making sure that there was credit.
It was
given.
Drew's story.
Well,
I'll tell
you what, I'm going to go on the radio tomorrow morning and I will clear the air that the podcast, the Drew and Mike podcast, were the ones that broke the Jordan Poole story.
Drew will be available if you don't get him in mid morning workouts. He'll be available if you need him.
Michael, I'm sure. You know, it's very important in the world of sports media who broke what first.
Oh, yeah. Remember a couple years ago when ESPN wasn't giving credit to anybody,
to
like
Fox.
On the bottom line?
Yep.
And they were essentially just like saying, like, this is the so and so. And, you know, Sports Illustrated had it first, or CBS had it first, or someone had it first. And all of a sudden, they kind of got in a lot of trouble for that. I mean, I do think it is important to give credit when someone else has it. But, I mean, the shelf life of having credit for something is about 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Because things just pass around, you know, social media and the internet so damn quickly nowadays.
And most listeners and viewers,
but yeah,
just
Matt, props to you guys. I mean, I've never watched Cameo once in my life.
Well,
so
you're going to now. You should be on it.
I think I'm going to have to give it a try. I mean, if someone's willing to pay Jordan Poole $40 for a birthday message, what would they pay me? 4 cents?
Yeah, maybe.
Do the Michigan guys? They pointed out in the story that there's a lot of other Michigan guys. Like Glenn Rice charges $500 or something.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know about guys that.
You know what? 5 years ago, my brother got married, and I went around like as many Michigan and former players and coaches as I knew, and I collected video to wish them congratulations on the marriage. I didn't pay a dime, but I did have to do a lot of work to get around to see all these people. So I guess this makes it just more accessible for every person out there.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people on Cameo say. Yeah, I was going to ask for shout-outs, so why not just set it up this way? And it's pretty brilliant. Cameo must be making a ton of money.
Yep.
Who is the biggest name star that you've seen on there?
Well, Tommy Lee charges a lot and does some. Andy Dick's on there. Andy Dick does great ones.
I think Caitlyn Jenner's the most expensive at $1,000.
Okay. Yeah,
Snoop is on there now.
Terrell Owens is on there for $500.
There's a lot of Snoop. There's a lot of current athletes on there that surprise us.
Now, Mark, you said Andy Dick does really good ones.
Yeah.
But, I mean, aren't you a little insulted if, like, someone in your family or friends, like, gets you a cameo from Andy Dick?
No, because we love Andy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
that'd be pretty cool.
He'll spend, like, I don't know, 3 minutes, 4 minutes on it, whereas
he puts his heart into it.
Brian Austin Green is bothered when you buy something from him. It really, we're really entertained by it because it does say a lot about the person.
Frank Stallone also. He has to go through some of his career highlights, which no one knows what they are anyway.
Yeah, he's
only 30 bucks anyway. Yeah,
it's all about him. Anyway, Spath.
Does Brian Austin Green come on and say, hey, guys, I'm the one that used to date Tiffany Thiessen?
No, he gets very upset, though, because it's always about 90210, and he thinks in his mind that he's done other things.
Yeah, he does. He mentions other projects besides 90210. Oh, I guess you watched me on, and you're like, what is that?
He's with Tiffany, Amber Thiessen, and Megan Fox, this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean look, for a bit of a nobody, he's pulled off some pretty impressive. He must be going to Orange Theory. He must be meeting the girls there.
Easy. It's been a while for Brian Austin Green, but he is on Cameo. Anyway, Spath, thanks so much. Just wanted to test the waters with you, and we'll be excited to get our plug tomorrow, better late than never, if it happens.
Oh, no, I'm going to start off my show. I mean, that's like breaking news. So
okay.
You tune in at 10:05 when our opening stops, and the first thing I'm going to do is like, hey, guys, I need to let everybody know this Jordan Poole story was broken by the Drew and Mike podcast.
Sweet.
And we need to give proper credit to them.
All right. We'll be waiting.
Those are a bunch of babies.
Well, that's I've met all of you, so that pretty much was apt description.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Go Blue.
That reminds me.
Give him his due.
We need to see if Brian Austin Green has any new cameos.
I did just look it up, and I don't think so. This looks like the same one we did last time. Yeah, yeah.
People are not going to him.
Well, they are the most awkward. I mean, honestly, it's like a minute of just cringe, nonstop cringe.
By the way, I just figured something out.
What?
He doesn't have very many, aside from the ones that were the nine that we're looking at. I think he had maybe three more that are hidden. So ultimately, 12. And I'm now looking and seeing that the same person,
it's fake,
keeps getting cameos.
What?
Same chick keeps getting cameos from him. So she must be just loving this.
Wait, can we see if he talks to the same person on them, or does he use a fake?
Hey, Allison, this is Brian. I know you always thought I was the cutest on 90210, and I always thought you were the cutest Peyton girl.
Okay.
What?
What did you say?
This is a video for Allison. Allison from Indiana.
How stupid.
This is from your husband.
Is there another Allison one?
You know, maybe this is just the one he screwed up. Remember when he really
screwed up? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's two.
What a moron.
He only has, what, nine or something?
He's got 12 total, I think.
Is that Kevin McDonald in the bottom there?
Yeah, Kevin McDonald for $30.
Oh, that bums me out.
From Kids in the Hall.
Hello, Dad. I was going to send you a giant birthday card.
Oh, it's very sad. I don't want to see you anymore.
He looks like Mayor Fouts.
He's really close to the camera.
Oh, that's very sad.
By the way, we should call Andy Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the next couple of days here.
What?
Last time we talked to Andy, he was on his way into where was he, in the canyon?
Oh, when it cut out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy!
Well, we still got to get to Tom's...
Today in Soft Rock?
Today in Soft Rock.
Go ahead. Go with Today in Soft Rock, Tom. Is Today in Soft Rock alive?
Actually, we're not doing Today in Soft Rock.
We're not.
No, we have a new segment today.
What?
Mark and...
did you clear that with...
Mark and Brandon are going to help me with it.
What?
I thought it was cleared already.
By who?
I'm understood that it was cleared.
I'm not aware of any new feature.
Who told you it was cleared?
My producer, Matt Jennings.
Who did he clear it with?
I thought he cleared it with you. He said, "Hey, it's all good with Drew and Mark."
"Why would
not Drew? He said, it's all good with Brandon and Mark.
Didn't he
come out and visit you on Saturday when you were getting high?
We spent a lot of good time together, but we don't have clearance power.
Oh, well, then I'm gonna have to wait, I guess.
Yep. All right. Cool. Let's call Andy Dick.
I think we should be calling Andy Dick. I was trying to think of what we've missed with Andy Dick, or what's happening with Andy Dick.
What am I thinking? Like,
where did we leave off with him? It was funny because he didn't know anything about Smollett.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry, I'm going through my email. I'm trying to figure out if I missed something.
I also have my non sequiturs. I've got whatever you want.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Or you could be a douche like Mark.
No, do whatever you want.
Just blow my segment off.
I'm just now seeing emails about what Tom's talking about.
Emails about the new feature?
Yeah.
Wheel of Segments? Didn't we have a wheel of segments? Didn't we have porno or children?
Yeah, we did that last week. Yeah, we spun the wheel, and that's what we landed on.
I don't recall that being cleared. That seemed to be spontaneous last week.
Mm. And I didn't know this was something that Mark and I had to...
It's okay.
I'm reading it now.
We don't have to have our show meeting today.
I printed it out,
You didn't
Mark.
Do this in the run-through? Do you want that?
No, I printed it for you.
Fight, date, or fornicate?
That's the one.
I saw one of the answers was Jesse Smollett, by the way, who it was reported that his brother revealed that he's having night terrors.
Yeah, I saw that.
Wait.
Because from the attack, PTSD from the attack.
He also said they were waking night terrors. So does that mean
it
wakes him up?
Why? I don't even know why this stuff is reported. His brother. Oh, the one that he impersonated when he got the DUI and he said it was his brother. That brother? Is that who we're talking about? Really? His brother? What, is his brother really a person who can verify this? His brother? I mean, is he really a good source for information on Jesse Smollett? Or would he maybe be trying to spin things a little bit?
Any of his family would probably be good, backup for him.
Jesse is as strong as anybody. I am, but following an attack like this, there's normal and natural amount of post-trauma that mostly anyone would expect.
Post-trauma, yeah. He said he beat the guy that he fought back. Of course, the guy, if you saw him win the gold gloves or whatever he was in, the guy... is an absolute beast in the ring. He would have destroyed.
Is this the guy that has the parrot on his shoulder? That walks around with the parrot on his shoulder?
I don't know if it's one of the two brothers. It's one of the two brothers who is suing Jesse's attorneys, but not Jesse.
Yeah. No one asked them that in the press conference today. Why aren't you suing him for defamation? Not the lawyers.
He said the same thing the lawyers said. He said that one of the brothers stayed at his apartment one night, and the other brother is angry because he's a stand-in for his love interest. Then he's spending the night with a gay man, and so the other brother felt that he was homoing out with Jesse Smollett, so he wanted to beat up Jesse Smollett.
Oh, my God.
They speculated.
Ludicrous?
They speculated that. Now, but the brother spent the night. What, is he mad, too? Why is he mad?
Because they're both suing.
Why are they both there?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, no, the story is so ridiculous and fake and phony.
Everyone just keeps lying.
They're suing the lawyers and not Jesse, who said the same thing.
I've literally seen him violently awaking from night terrors following the assault. Some of my siblings, as well as Jesse's partner and closest friends, have seen similar things. While very few people are courageous enough to swim upstream and resist the popular conformity of the day, I still can't believe how many people fail to ask the question, what if Jesse is telling the truth? They don't have to ask the question because we know he's not.
He's implying that there's a silent majority that believes Jesse.
No, they're not.
The actor that nobody ever heard of.
No, it's so, I don't know, I'm so tired of this. And then also they said that Empire is still considering his position. And they implied
before they get canceled.
Yeah, they're going to wait until the outcome of the court case. Which, by the way, the city doesn't stand a great chance in that court case. So I think if he wins that, if he doesn't get beaten in that court case, they go, "See, he didn't do it."
You see that Kim Fox now is getting death threats.
You know, is she? First of all, I bet she's lying about that. She's pulling a Smollett, essentially. Really? I'm getting death threats.
You really think so? I think she's probably getting stupid
death threats.
I mean, everybody
gets death threats.
Exactly. Everybody gets them. So
yeah,
I don't know.
It's like no
why
one
we
even
need to take
no
this
one even reports. I mean, the police don't even investigate death threats anymore. They're so commonplace.
I bet you anything.
So Kim Fox is the victim now.
I bet you anything. She follows up on those death threats and prosecutes those people, but doesn't drop those charges.
This thing is just so dumb. I wish people would stop saying his name. It's just so boring.
He's on TMZ every day. No one stops.
He is. It's bizarre.
It's the rappers and him. All the stories on TMZ. Rappers
TMZ,
or Jesse.
I haven't seen much on him at all.
Well, the night terror story was all over the place. I saw it all over. And then the story about him being in Hawaii, and he's with his sister and brother-in-law kids.
When he had too much stuff?
Yeah, when he was carrying a month's worth of supplies onto the beach. I don't know, honestly, it's so dumb. It's
the worst.
Andy Dick? By the way, I saw a podcast. Dave Lee Roth has a new podcast.
He does?
Yeah, it's called The Roth Report, maybe? It is so dumb. It's not about music. It's him telling a story and doing different voices and stuff. It is so ridiculous.
Huh.
I was absolutely blown away at how dumb it was. Maybe he has fans that like it.
Okay.
Do you think Andy got his Chick-fil-A yet?
The Roth Report. Food news and cannabis reviews. Roth here, live in front of your naked steaming eyes. Finally, we got video.
Annoying.
We got visual. We have ignition. We got takeoff. I'll tell you about takeoff. My first experience, my rite of passage as a guy, didn't really have much to do with getting naked with a girl. I knew what was coming. I was a big book reader. I knew what I was supposed to do. It didn't go exactly right. I understand that later in life I got better, and finally the complaints stopped. And every now and then I got an award, so to speak. You know, the occasional, that wasn't too bad. So I applied the same thing to the kitchen. My first rite of passage as a guy, I was 12 years old, and it had to do with a chicken. Now, I know that sounds wrong, and I'm dying to get your attention. Right? I just thought of that, the subtextual horseshit that goes along with that one. Dr. Drew that one a little bit later, okay? Was that a Freudian slip? I've told you about Freudian slips. Tom, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Dave?
Have you ever made a Freudian slip?
I daily make a Freudian slip.
You have a real love affair going. Have you ever made a Freudian slip with her?
Absolutely.
Okay. What was it? Do you remember
offhand?
I don't remember offhand.
I don't remember specifically. I just know that it happened.
You had me at hello.
Honestly, I couldn't believe how bad the last one was.
This one is worse.
It goes into this long story.
Over under on how many episodes he does?
You know what? He's actually ranked. Yeah, I was like, what? He can't be. He's got like, how many reviews are there? 30 reviews or something?
Well, Brandon's looking somewhere else. I'll pull it up on.
Yeah, it had hardly any reviews. And this listening to Opie's podcast.
Yeah.
Opie Radio.
He's got 38 ratings, but he's 5-star.
How can he have 38 ratings and be ranked?
Well, because he's David Lee Roth and it's new.
38?
They're all 5-star, too.
But
there's a 1 4-star.
There's
so glad to hear Diamond Dave is still as raw and uncensored as ever. Roth rules! Roth is very, very intelligent.
I listened to the Opie radio podcast, and I listened to Opie and Anthony when they were on the satellite.
Yeah.
You know, like 2013. It's interesting.
Great show.
Somebody on Twitter, I forgot what I tweeted. I tweeted out Dave Grohl was busking with Brandi Carlile.
Oh, yeah. Saw that.
And he sang Let It Be, and then he sang a Foo Fighters song. He sounded great. It was fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a little, you know, cell phone thing. And so I tweeted it out. Wait, was it that? Maybe it was something, you know, it might have been something
else. I saw you tweet it out.
Yeah, and the guy said, you're a stern lackey. It's hard to be creative. But you should give people credit when you're stealing, or something like that.
What?
What? Okay. Where the hell is this coming from?
Cool.
Anyway, the point is, I never listened to Howard Stern or Opie and Anthony until I think it was driving to 105.1.
Yeah.
Sports radio?
Because, yeah. Stern would be on
the same time.
Well, after 10 o'clock. And Opie and Anthony, I think they were on maybe. Before I got, I can't remember, but I used to listen to them. I didn't have a lot of time to listen to them, but I thought their show was good. Oh, and then, we used to hear Opie and Anthony, but it was really all about satellite. They weren't on satellite till like 2004 or 5, and then I didn't have satellites, so, but later on I did. Now I have Howard on the satellite all the time. So this guy was like, you know, go, I forgot what I said, something like, listen to the two shows.
News with Mort Krim.
He replied to you.
He did reply.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, so his original was, you become a Howard Stern lackey. It's one thing after another. Creativity is tough. That's why you should give credit when you're stealing it. You said Howard's great. I listened to the two shows and, you know, tell me what's stolen. That's what you said. And he replied and said...
And then I said, then go troll someone else.
Yeah, he said, you guys and Howard are all I listen to. I'm an asshole. Carry on.
Oh, okay. So what, he was kidding?
Did Howard cover the Fist Fest?
Yes, I think he did.
Okay, well, that's why, because he heard it on both places, which I think a lot of people would talk about the Fist Fest.
Well, honestly,
I mean, it's a blast. Everyone loves the Fist Fest.
The Fist Fest, you know, I didn't really hear what they did with it, but it was on when I turned it on and I had a very short drive to work out, and it said, I think it said, you know, the show's name and then Fist Fest. And there was a lot of, there was
well,
a
we
lot
got
of email, laughing.
We got emails from
yeah,
people
no, I got
about
emails
the
about
fest.
It. And the email.
Apparently we were late to the Fist Fest story because we got so many emails
The Fist
about
Fest
it.
Is this weekend.
I
we're
know.
Not even late. We called the place. That's all we did. It's
we made reservations.
Like I don't know. What is
down there.
I don't understand what is so stolen. It's not like it's Howard Stern's event. But anyway, they probably had a lot more fun with it than we did.
Yeah,
I would imagine they spent a long time on Fist Fest because people were talking about it the next day. That's actually where I heard about Fist Fest. They were people were emailing about it. But anyway, people do occasionally, because there's only so many current events, occasionally people will talk about the same things. It doesn't mean the shows are the same or that somebody is doing someone else's show. I don't know. I really get tired of hearing people talk about that, but whatever. So... I had the Anthony Cumia book.
Yeah.
And I pretty well blew through it last night, and it was a fun read. I forgot how much those guys had.
We got in trouble.
Yeah, they got a lot of trouble. And what I didn't realize was that XM was getting sort of conservative on them. They didn't want them doing stuff. And, of course, they had some rather unusual bits. They had a wiffle ball bat. They had women insert. Oh, yeah. And they would put a magic marker to show how far she got it inside her. Mm-hmm. And the magic marker. It was like this hallowed wiffle ball bat with all these marks on it.
Was it the official wiffle ball bat or was it the big fat one?
It wasn't a fungo bat. I don't think it was a fungo bat. But, you know, I'm reading this.
Does it go in the butt?
And he was talking a lot about how he felt a lot of pressure to constantly top the previous. It was a lot about doing shtick for attention, which, you know, they competed. They were kind of in their own category for that. It causes a lot of problem. I don't know. That unnerves me. But he was talking about something they did on XM that I thought was really funny. And they also were told to stop doing it. They had a box they called the box of cocks. And you opened it up and it had, like, you know, dildos lined up, you know, so they fit perfectly in the box. And the box said, kitties inside. And so they would watch people open the box and then see these giant dildos.
Ooh, I bet it's filled to the brim with dildos.
And they describe it on the air, what the people were doing. But
that's great.
Yeah, I thought it was really funny. And, you know, he went on to getting fired for the Twitter thing. And,
did he write about the earlier stuff, the fired for the St. Patrick's and the mayor Menino? Is it Menino?
I don't know.
Or whoever they said died,
Mayor Flynn was the mayor when I was there.
Well, there.
Menino. Yeah, that was, they said the mayor was dead. And then.
On April Fool's, though.
On April Fool's. And they claimed that the family heard it on the air that he was dead, and they were really upset. And he pointed out, and I thought the same thing immediately, is that's bullshit.
That's total
bullshit.
So in
other words, his family listens to WAAF, Opie and Anthony, and they go to them for news.
Yep.
And they believe.
They don't bother checking.
It was preposterous. I think they said his wife heard it or something on WAAF.
Wouldn't she know? Wouldn't she know before?
He was out of town.
Oh.
So it was.
But it's April Fool's anyway.
I thought it was just.
They should have just said it was a bad news report.
Yes.
We have a correction.
And, they got fired for the two people having sex in the church in New York because they had a contest, like, who could have public sex in the most places, and you had to prove it. And so.
What's funny about that bit, if I recall, because it's been a long time since I listened to it, didn't they totally discourage the people from doing it?
It was on the list, but I think they thought it was a joke that nobody was going to do it. And then when someone did it and the guy called, a security person arrived. And so they kind of carried the conversation on the air. And he said at the time they both were thinking maybe we should just hang up or we should take this off the air. And they aired it.
All's well that ends well.
I know. It's funny, though, how Anthony in the end sort of implies it. It really wasn't that big a deal. And I don't know why they made such a big deal out of it. Why'd they fire us?
Wow.
Honestly, their audience loved everything it did. Mm-hmm. You know what I forgot about, though? Did you know Opie and Anthony did the XFL pregame show?
Oh, my God. No, I do not remember
that. They television? Did. Yes, on television. They had an hour pregame show. You know, they're not sports fans.
Did they make fun of it?
I don't think they knew what to do.
Are they going
to
get another crack at it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he wanted to do it. They just paid him. They paid them a lot of money.
We're getting psyched for the first ever XFL game. We got the New York, New Jersey Hitmen taking on the Las Vegas Outlaws. Do we have any football fans out here?
Is this on NBC?
I don't know. I think it was.
You see that Super Bowl last week?
Seeing the Super Bowl.
Well, let me tell you a little something about the XFL. This is going to take football where it's supposed to be. We're not talking a game with over 20 punts. We're talking about smash mouth football. Football the way it's supposed to be. A little bit about this program, XFL Game Day. This is a pregame show the way it's supposed to be. It's a party. That's
That's right, Anthony. This is not your father's pregame show. This is XFL Game Day.
Where'd they do this show?
In some upcoming shows, we're going to head out to the field.
Where'd they do this show?
In New York.
Don't expect us to get too close to the players. But we're going to take you in the locker rooms. We're going to take you behind the scenes. We're going to take you into the stands to see the crowd and the beautiful cheerleaders of the XFL.
Let's skip ahead.
They had to recut a lot of stuff because anytime they had a female on the stage, it would be, show your tits. Show, you know, big crowd chanting, show your tits.
Yeah, I'm just reading about it right now. Produced by NBC, aired in New York City, taped weekly at the WWE restaurant or WWF restaurant in Times Square. Featured analysis by sportscaster Bruce Beck and football coach Rusty Tillman and risque content.
And Opie getting down and dirty a little bit.
Hey, I got to tell you, I spent the day at Giant Stadium. I don't even know where you were. I couldn't make it that day, and I hear I'm very lucky. Well, for XFL game day, they said, hey, Ope, hang out with this guy, Tommy. He's really cool. He's the equipment manager of the Hitmen.
Yeah.
The guy was a nightmare.
Where is he? Where is this guy's celebrity supposed to be working for me?
Opie, the sign. Stay off the field. You working or what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, I guess.
Dude, we got. Are you gonna work for me? Where's that sidekick buddy of yours? You're speechless.
What? You look like you're playing in a band somewhere with surfboard shoes on.
Listen. Baggy pants. All these zippers. You got sunglasses on. You come to work in the inner sanctum of a locker room.
Wow. Check that out. 1972. What were you doing in 72?
I was Super probably ring. Breastfeeding.
Okay. A
Dolphin 72 ring?
So the jersey won't stick to it right away.
What? This is such a nightmare. I would be crying so hard. And
did Anthony say how much they paid?
He said it was a lot of money. They turned it down twice. And so they came back a third time and just offered them a ton of money. And they were paid for much more. After the third week, it was over.
Yeah.
And they got paid for the rest of the weeks they were supposed to do. So it sounded like it was just a money grab.
What a bust.
I think they hated doing it.
It looks awful.
Yeah, it looks pretty bad. Their crowd is fucking nuts,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they are.
Did you know Anthony, this is the weird part of the story, was Anthony was doing construction when he started doing voices and a couple parodies for Opie at WBAB in Long Island, and he started doing more and more, and eventually they were offered a job at WAAF in Boston, where I had left, I think, 5 years before that, or six, seven years before that. Anyway, they were paid $27,000 bucks to work at AAF in the afternoon. Maybe Opie made more because Opie was working in radio a long time at that point.
Mid-90s at that
probably,
point?
Probably, yeah, 94 or something. And
what shift did they have?
Afternoons,
yeah. 3 to 7.
And that's all they made?
It's all Anthony made. And he was 34 years old.
Wow.
That was his first radio job at 34. I thought that was...
Well, he's just a naturally funny guy.
Bizarre. Yeah, he is. And I got to tell you, reading the reviews for the Opie radio...
not good.
4.0 average, which is generally pretty shitty because... You know, yeah, you've got your fans coming to the show, and I think if you do
of the split, I mean, how many are people that just didn't like him and are mad or...
You know what it is? Most of the people that rate it love him, and they always loved him, and maybe they don't even like Anthony that much, but there's a number of other people that were fans of the show, and they go there, and he's doing restaurant reviews and stuff. I mean, it's
really weird.
Every now and then he has a good comedian on, but I don't know. That's one thing about that show I'm not a big fan of comedians, having comedians on all the time.
Yeah, but they always had some of the best.
I thought they did, too.
Like Norton, like Patrice O'Neill.
Well, I like some better than others. I'm just not a fan of having a comedian in all the time.
Yeah.
But some people gave it 1 star and just said it was horrible, and it showed what they always thought, that Opie could not do it on his own. And I think Opie was tired of Anthony's antics, you know, the wiffle ball bat.
Yeah, but
box of cocks.
That's what the audience likes.
I know. But Anthony had been married and was growing up and had kids and in-laws.
Gross.
And,
who does that?
Well,
grows up.
I understood how he felt, but, you know, that was what the show was built on. I don't know how you were going to morph that show into something that your in-laws would like.
Huh.
And there's a couple. I got to grab the book. It's upstairs. Should we still call? Why aren't we calling Dick?
Oh, I thought you wanted to talk about some other stuff.
You did a good job delaying that, Brandon.
I thought we were going to do Maz's non-sec list.
Yeah, were you doing that?
Call Dick. Okay. Just dial up Dick. He probably won't answer.
Dick. Dick. Dick.
Doesn't he answer most times?
Dick. Yeah, usually.
That's...
Hey, you guys.
Andy!
Dick. What are you guys doing?
What are you doing?
Talking about you.
Yeah, talking about you, actually.
What did I do this time?
Well, first of all, I've been watching a lot of your cameos, which are really good. Very funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you must be...
You. Yeah, they're fun. This is like my new career. It's like, I don't know if I was talking to you about it last time, but it's like doing like a micro Andy Dick show, because they oftentimes refer to characters I did on the Andy Dick show or a character I did in a certain movie, and they want me to recreate those, and I love it. And I can do it whenever I fucking want. Wait, can I swear? I forgot.
Yes.
Okay.
Swear away.
Yeah, I was amazed at it. It looked like you were putting a lot of time into them. I saw the one where you were using your birthday, that
the slide whistle.
Yeah, the slide whistle. And then you went.
Oh, I do that. Yeah, all the time I use that.
But you went Mexican on it. You put on Mexican hats, and somebody came dancing out in the back of the shot. And
I mean, yeah. That's my friend who's driving the car right now. He's right here. His name is Paris Dillon, and that was his girlfriend. And that, or was that just you alone?
That might have been just me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think
and
it was
we
just
have
one.
A show, by the way. What? We do a comedy thing, and if I can plug it, it's going to be in New Orleans. In I can't remember the venue. We got to figure that out. By the way, it's in New Orleans on May 10th.
What are you guys doing?
We do music and then talk. It's almost like a new age Smothers Brothers.
Smothers Brothers were very political, but they were edgy.
It's at the Howlin' Wolf in New Orleans.
Oh, the Howlin' Wolf.
Oh, you figured it out.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
That's an amazing thing, this internet.
You know where to go.
Wow. Now we do.
You're telling us where to go.
Thank you.
Do you want to buy tickets for you guys?
Yeah, we need to get tickets. So we're doing that, yep.
What about Chick-fil-A? Last time you said you were going to use your cameo money to buy a Chick-fil-A.
I applied, and I can't remember if I officially got turned down or if it was just the soft, like, no response turned down.
Oh.
I can't remember, but I'm for sure. The thing is that I'm, you know, they don't like gays, and I'm going to open it, and I was going to open it in Palm Springs, which is one of the gayest cities in the world. I'm sure they caught on to all that. Because you only need 10 grand.
What?
Did I tell you that?
Really? Part? No, I didn't know
that. You only need 10 grand, but it's very hard to get in. And then they build the place. They pick the spot for you.
They're your partner, basically.
Yeah, they're your partner, and then you pay them back little by little. I'm sure that would happen quickly because they're so fucking popular.
Wow. Well, I wonder what. So they do they know that it's you?
I'm sure they did.
Okay.
But I don't even like the food. I ate one half of a Chick-fil-A nugget once because everyone in my world loves it, and so I'm. Oftentimes I'm with them, and I'm like, what's the damn big deal?
I'm with you.
Give me one of those. And I ate it. It was like eating a Doritos-covered chicken. It was just MSG, way too salty. I just didn't like it.
Why would you eat that when you can stay at home and make a wellness shot? I sell you
Oh, wait, hang on one second. We're trying. We're on the radio live. Oh, did you know that?
No, I didn't know that we were on the radio. Oh, sorry.
Andy, I see the...
Hello, listeners. This is Paris Dillon and Andy Dick coming to you live from Los Angeles, California.
Andy, you're getting a lot of cameos from Detroiters, by the way, because I'm getting email from them. They say, I got a cameo from Andy Dick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably because of you guys. Oh, yeah, you know what? I think I've given you guys shouts out.
Yes, you have. You have.
Yeah, because they asked me to. So you, it's fans of you guys. Yeah, so keep pumping that cameo thing for me because I love it. It's literally my bread and butter. I love it.
Have you done one with Coach Rick Vice yet?
Yes.
You
many
have.
Times.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, I want to see one of those. From Division
III? Yep. And I don't know if you know this, but we just had our first meeting last night, a dinner meeting. We're doing the sequel. My friend who's the director and who co-wrote it with me, and I actually helped co-direct it too, but I didn't take credit for that. He doesn't want to do it, but just a few days ago, he said, but you can go ahead and do it. And I'm like, fuck yeah, because that's kind of the number one biggest request I get is to do Coach Vice.
Oh, that movie is so funny.
We're doing the sequel. Wow. We're doing the sequel.
Wow, is this breaking news?
Yeah, it
is
really
is. Exclusive?
It's breaking news. And hey. Our first meeting was last night. I'm not sure. We have a couple ideas. It could be Division... 3-2-a-days. Get it? Or, and then here's what I want to do. I want to do Division 3 female softball. And here's why. Because we can really touch on how fragile and volatile the climate is with women.
Yeah.
And women's liberation. I don't want to say crappy. Because I'll just get in trouble. You can't say anything.
And you could have some have some attractive women in the movie, too. That always helps.
That's great. That's a great
idea.
Yeah,
we'll get super hot women. And then, of course, a couple, you know, big old dykey. I can't say anything anymore. But the thing is that Rick Vice can. Rick Vice can get away with it.
Yes, he can.
Hey, do we have any audio of Andy in the movie? Because there were some great rants in that movie. And I think we used to play a couple of them on the air.
There's some good pregame.
Start doing that. Oh, God, you guys could be the crux right there in the center of the U.S. You could really make pop this movie for me because we're doing it. Well, we're moving ahead. We already got the money. We're really, really, really doing it.
Well,
you guys could be in it.
What?
I'll put you the hell in it. No, really, like commentators. Like you could be commentators or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
I would love I've been dying to be in a movie. I've seen a million movies that open with the guy on FM. Hey, 69 degrees at 7 minutes to 8 o'clock on WRF. Supposed to hit about 85 to 10. And, you know, they're in the car. And then it's like, you know, the next thing you know, they start playing a theme song or something. And I'm like, why can't I get one of those? Everybody seems to get one.
Well, you will. Let's do it.
I'd be psyched.
You've really been great to me, and you know how much I appreciate you. Maybe you don't. I don't really say it, but I really do. I love you guys.
No, hey, Andy, I swear, I don't think there's a guest we have that is more beloved with the audience because you're recurring, and you're so good on your feet.
And you're real.
Yeah. I always pick up for you guys, too, unless I'm going through some kind of emotional breakdown, which does happen occasionally. But like we're in the car right now. What lake is that?
Silver Lake.
This is we're driving around Silver Lake, the actual lake of Silver Lake, and I just picked up because I thought it was you guys, and I knew that. I always pick up mostly because I feel like you guys hear about something I did before I do. That's why I said, what did I do now? I really meant it. Like, I never know. And I did have a couple bad weeks because I went through a breakup or so ago. And I had a bad week, maybe a week and a half. It was just bad.
Wait, who was who was this breakup with? Because I remember the girl that you took to the movie premiere.
And the girl moved to Brooklyn. That was when I was over a year. Then I immediately said, that was my last girlfriend,
And I mean last, like I'm never going to date a girl. And so I started dating a guy, and then he just ghosted me.
What?
He just left. He was really young. He was 21, and, you know, he just...
You know,
wasn't having it.
Andy, you do date extremely young people. Like the girl you sent us the picture of, the nude one, she was really young. I thought she was. Wasn't she young, Brandon? Like 25 or something?
I didn't send you a nude picture.
Yeah,
and anyways,
you sent me a butthole picture, too.
Well, no, that was some other girl. That wasn't a girl.
That was a guy.
That was a guy.
There was a penis.
Oh, well, okay, maybe. But listen, no, the last girl I dated, shut up. The last girl I dated was 31, and she was smart. She went to Columbia University. She was 31. Yeah. It was much more age appropriate, which is why I was not really that interested.
Okay, so Andy, is there any way you would date? Okay, no more women, but let's just say it's a woman or a guy, like a 40-year-old, because you're 52.
53. Okay. I might. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, is that just repulsive to you, the idea that someone's even 40?
No, not at all. You know what the weird thing is? And this is weird. And I just saw this weird fucking movie with Walter. I didn't see the whole thing because it was just like, I get it. And I was done with it. But it was with Walter Matthau and Elaine May. And Elaine May wrote it and directed it. And it's about Walter Matthau. He was rich. He inherited somebody's money, but then he ran out of money and was immediately trying to stay rich by marrying some young, rich girl. Not even a young one, just like a middle-aged rich girl. I'm like, Jesus, am I going to get to that point where I just marry some girl just to have money?
No, you got Cameo.
A New Leaf is the movie.
Yes, exactly. That's it. Isn't that the weirdest fucking movie? But it was boring. It's like, but that's the whole plot. I just gave it to you.
Was that an old movie? Like, how old was Walter Matthau in that movie?
It's from the 60s.
Oh, okay.
He was younger. He was younger than you picture him, you know, because you picture him kind of like an old man, right?
I start with Odd Couple, I think.
Not Bad News Bears.
Yeah. You know, he was a big fucking movie star, which is weird because he's so kind of ugly. And but he was a big movie star, and his son directed me in a movie. And should I tell him?
Yeah.
And my friend who's here in the car. Now we're outside. He kind of dated. He dated Walter Matthau's son, Charlie Matthau's ex-wife. And I said, please don't do that. I begged him, do not do that. It's going to ruin my relationship with Charlie, who's my director. And he did it behind my back and behind Charlie's back. And now he'll never direct me again.
Brandon, bring up a picture of Michelle Bauer.
Michelle Bauer.
Is it Michelle Bauer?
Michelle Bauer. Who's that?
Oh, okay.
No.
That's Charlie's ex? No?
No, Charlie's ex is named Ashley.
Oh, Ashley Anderson. Okay.
Is that a different wife,
Ashley
Brandon?
Ashley Matthau. She kept the name, didn't she? Yeah, no, she kept the name Ashley Matthau.
Whoopsies, my bad.
Yeah, but let's not, we don't need to spread that around.
Why do you get busted for that? I don't get it.
She's pretty.
Because he's my friend.
Well, you can't
stop
him.
They were both my friends. I introduced them.
Oh.
You know?
So you were...
I introduced them.
Slight
they fell in love. They really, like, were in love. And I said, just don't go there. Just don't. And
you know,
he did.
I hate to say this, but I can't picture her with him. He looks like Walter, but not maybe as good as Walter. And she's smoking.
Yeah.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Oh, she is. Oh, and here's the other thing. I dated her when she was 19.
You had her
Whoa,
first?
Oh, really?
I dated her for almost a year, which
wow.
is 19.
She's a knockout,
yeah.
man. How do you pull all these hot? You pull so many hot chicks, Andy, and people.
My big dick. but also, that was years ago. I was like, I think around 28 when she was 19. It was a long time ago. Okay, we walked into a store and I'm yelling about my big dick. So I'm gonna hang up. But I love when you guys call.
All right, have a great day, Andy.
Thanks,
okay,
Andy.
And pump. Thank you, and pump Cameo for me.
We will.
And Division 3,
okay.
two
a days.
Yes.
You got it. And I'm ready for my part.
I'm not kidding about that. Okay, love you guys. Right, bye.
Andy. Thanks, Andy. Love you.
See
you.
Oh, what a good dude. A mile a minute, man.
No, I don't mean to insult him at all about pulling these chicks he pulls. Because that girl, the brand, the pictures in that girl, she was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, he's a movie star for a reason.
No, I know. He's a movie star.
Funny.
But I mean,
yeah.
When he was young, no, he's really funny. I think a lot of women would love Andy.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, when you first see Andy, okay, he's kind of effeminate. He wouldn't deny that. He's not a real bulky, he's not a real studly guy. He's funny as hell.
Yeah, that's what does funny. It. He's not ugly.
No. So, he's a good looking guy, but surprised. I don't picture him as a chick slayer. Like, I could see.
Well, back in the day.
Yeah. Well, no. Andy looks pretty good, honestly, even now. He doesn't look a lot older than he did on news radio to me.
Looking at his Instagram, he's like getting in shape.
Is he buffing up?
Well, he had this one post about this wellness shot with apple cider, like all this crap in it. So he's trying to get healthy, and there's another shot where he's outside a store, and he looks healthy as hell.
He's doing mud baths. Let's see.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Andy. Just wanted to say happy Easter. I'm doing a little mud bath out here in Los Angeles, kind of like celebrating the fact that I did not go to Coachella. It's just too harsh. You know, every time I've gone to Coachella, I wind up in jail. So this year, and actually many years, I have not been. But I feel still like I did go, and I'm toxic. So I woke up at 7 a.m., more like 6:45. And jumped in this mud bath and then thought of all of you guys.
It's happy funny seeing without his glasses on.
Who wants to come try to find the egg that I hid in the mud? Just come on, reach on in.
He was so proud of that.
And just see if you can find it. Guess what? It's a golden egg. But anyways, I hope everybody has a happy Easter. I love you guys. I love Cameo. And we're going to have a lot of fun. It almost feels like a new year. And it kind of is. Easter is like that, isn't it? It's like a rebirth.
How many cameos does he have?
Well, either way.
So many.
Happy Easter. I love
you. So he's got more than Brian Austin Green?
See you all
soon. Yeah, because he puts effort into it, man.
Yeah, it's funny. I've read or heard about a few people who are literally paying their bills with Cameo.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I mean, pretty significant people who are doing, you know, they might do 20 cameos and they might do 20 a day later.
Well, we don't see, you know, we just see the ones that they make public. I mean, they could be sending a private one out like crazy.
Yeah. Like those Real Housewives.
Oh, gross.
They do tons of them, which is so dumb.
Who else is new right now?
Well, in just the last last half an hour, two new people have showed up.
Whoa.
Oh, he needs money, doesn't he? Hasn't he been in trouble lately?
Oh, wait. Who's this?
Hey, everybody. This is Donovan McNabb. So excited to be here with Cameo. I'm looking forward to great things, getting a chance to meet you and your family.
Meet me.
And I'm looking more to getting to know you. All right? You guys have a good one. Look forward to hearing from you. Talk to you soon.
You're not going
to
get to know anybody. What does he think he's doing?
McNabb's got a great beard now.
That is a solid beard. How much?
Oh, he is $300.
Is he having financial?
Oh, he lost his gig.
Yeah.
What gig?
He lost his like TV gig. He was like on one of the shows.
What did he do wrong? I forgot.
It was sexual.
Me Too?
Yeah. It was. Okay. He got Me Too'd.
So he can't Me Too anybody on Cameo. He didn't mention the Cameo family. That's really disappointing. I love when people mention the Cameo family.
Have you had the Cameo guy on lately?
No, we have not. I'm not sure how much there is to add to what he.
I've been telling you to do Cameo since day one.
Oh. I don't know.
But it would be against your principles because you don't like
shout-outs. It would be against my principles, yeah. I would be.
It really wouldn't be very nice.
I would find it a little bit embarrassing to do Cameo. I
don't know. Martin Blanco, the co-founder of Cameo, and I am with
Randy Jackson live on Cameo, yo.
There you go.
Hey, dog.
Randy Jackson.
Yo, Isaac and Isla, you guys are the coolest kids around. I miss you guys. It's your boy, Randy Jackson. Yo.
How much does he charge?
I bet it's 150.
Mark?
Oh, $100.
150.
Thank you. Man, What a cool life he's had. He hasn't done anything since American Idol, and he doesn't need to.
Probably not.
Oh, before we get off it.
Division 3?
It's like a good old-fashioned pot of American gumbo. All kinds of spicy ingredients mixed together.
Weird.
All in the name of flavor. And you know what I'm tasting, Bobby?
Okra?
No. No, I taste victory. And I look around and I think we got a spicy team. Blacks and whites and blacks and Mexicans. And, oh, hell, there's a lot of blacks. We got a 9/11 Islam. Now, son, I ain't holding it against you, but what you did to our country was fucked up.
Zip it, camel fucker.
Fuck you. We don't usually do this, but Bobby, can you lead us in a non-denomination? Everybody bow your head.
Well, I ain't much for one speech knowing the Lord, but I will say this. Jesus loves football. He had a whole team himself, the disciples. He could play football against them Roman soldiers.
Yes, he could.
And they did. But I'll tell you something else. There's been a whole hell of a lot of talk about this here Darwinism. Evolution, I call it. And I don't know about you, but my Jesus, he didn't slay those Philistines with the jawbone of a Brontosaurus Rex. And Moses, when he crossed that Dead Sea, he didn't do it on the wings of a pterodactyl. It was the Holy Land. It weren't Jurassic Park. This is bullshit.
Okay, now, thank you. Amen. Amen, everybody. Amen. Let's bring it in.
That was his non-denominational Baptist prayer.
Nice.
Now, listen up. There's a lot of people out there in the stands.
I love the sound of cleats on cement. I don't know why.
Keep your heads together. We're going to remain calm. We're going to remain cool. And we're going to remain collected. All right. Rocky, hit somebody!
It's really an underrated movie, man.
You know, I thought Andy Dick is a football coach. I can't picture that, but he really, he's funny as hell.
Well, like he said, too, in the phone call.
He's a huge asshole.
He can do things that Andy Dick can't, the character.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to watch that movie over again. I remember we laughed a lot
it's
at that movie.
Yeah.
And we had Andy on the show then, even? I'm not sure we had. Because what year did that come out?
Well, we talked to him when the movie came out. I think that's how we knew about it.
What year was that?
You know what? I don't know.
I got IMDb open. I saw him on Cable Guy, by the way. I don't know why I bumped into Cable Guy a couple weeks ago. He's at Medieval Times. He's a host. And he's so good at those little roles in movies.
Yeah, like in Old School when he plays the BJ instructor.
Oh, that's such
brilliant. And then the other one is in Reality Bites. I completely forgot him in that movie.
A big role.
He impersonated the voice when he was on, I think it was last time or time before. Division 3 was 2006.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. It's been Oh!
Hey, this right here is some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network.
And it's Red Shovel Network breaking news because it's clear this was done because of your tweet yesterday. But Jordan Poole has put out an official response that he is definitely NBA bound and not coming back.
There you go, Drew.
How funny is this? So Mark, I won't say who did this, and don't pay any attention to the name I just referenced. But someone bought a cameo this morning because we sort of decided that if someone buys a cameo, there's got to be an NCAA investigation because he is using his likeness to get money.
It was probably an MSU fan.
Except
as soon as someone buys a cameo, it's official that,
Unless he doesn't receive the money. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I thought at least you'd have a really dumb investigation.
Yeah.
I mean, just to clear him to play. And it would just be so hilarious to be caught up in something so stupid. But instead, we're involved in something even dumber, which is him being forced to say he is going to the NBA stupid tweet.
So this
because Brandon watches Cameo every day. He had to announce that today.
So this was released through the university, this announcement. So I wonder if they're like, hey, what is going on here? Or if you're going, let's just make an official announcement.
You know, he really... I didn't really know a lot about him other than I think he's a great three-point shooter. He made an incredible shot in the tournament last year. I think he's a sort of an untapped talent, but, you know, at times he was a big difference maker.
I think the criticism that's levied on him can be a little too much at times. His defense, he's got, but at the same time, he doesn't tend to listen to what other people like coaches are telling him.
That's what we hear. And he certainly has had his ups and downs, but yeah. I thought his game was valuable to that team. But the last month, I swear, it just seems like he has come off as a real ass.
Well, he got just, well, it's,
I mean, a lot of negative talk about him.
His dad's Twitter use doesn't really help him.
What does his dad do on Twitter?
Well, I mean, he can get there's been incidents where he's been trolled and he responds, and
his dad,
it's not a good look. Yeah,
his dad responds to troll. Why would someone troll?
Because people are assholes.
Really, Jordan Poole's dad gets trolled. How dumb is that?
Yeah.
You're going to hear about the Ohio State quarterback that's coming out. It's supposed to be the number one, one of the number one picks. Haskins? His dad is supposedly a real asshole. Well, there's great stories on him today about how he's trying to control. He controls all the stories on his son. You're going to hear about it. That always works. You're going to hear about it when the draft's coming up here in the next couple of days.
You know, every time you have an over-involved parent, there's a bad ending somewhere, somehow.
It's like Lamar. What's it? Ball.
Lamar Ball is the biggest jackass. He is the worst sports parent
ever.
I would have thought no one could have topped Todd Marinovich's father.
No.
This guy is worse. First of all, he just blew a couple million of his kids' money on Big Baller Brand. And I guess there's lawsuits because they were charging $500 for a pair of shoes?
Yeah.
And they weren't getting them to people. No. People were getting them in 6 months, and then a lot of people apparently never got their shoes.
Wow.
And then this guy he hired who was in jail for stealing money was not allowed to have any job in a company where he handled money. He was running Big Baller Brand, and he charged them. They borrowed money, and this guy earned, was it $900,000 in financial fees?
Yeah.
Because they borrowed them. Somehow he was the middleman, and he got paid all the money, and then he stole a bunch more. And the company bombed. It was a disaster. The kid covered up the tattoo. I feel so sorry for those kids.
And he says his youngest kid is better than this Zion Williamson. He's bragging about that.
You know, does anyone buy?
No,
I would think, okay, the one in the NBA now, is that Lorenzo?
Yeah. Lonzo.
He seems like a good ball player. But honestly, with
his
father,
most of the time.
With his father, I don't know if you want him, because you got to deal with his father. What professional basketball team wants that?
The Lakers put him on the block. They wanted to give him to the Pelicans for Anthony Davis. He was take him. They wanted to give him away.
Who wants him? I'm not sure.
Because of the dad? Well, if he's going to help him win. Do they really care?
But the father, look at all the shit he causes.
For the Lakers, do you think he caused a lot of shit for the Lakers, really?
No, yeah, he complained about the coaching.
Yeah, so do fans. So do lots of people.
A player's father? No, but do you really want a player's father ripping you? Because that's going to be picked up every
time. If the player's good, I wouldn't really care.
Well, I would think the
game, he good. One-on-one, I'm undefeated. Never lost.
I would think the player would be bothered by it. First of all, would you want your dad saying stuff publicly about your coach and your general manager? I wouldn't.
It's their dad.
I don't know. I just don't think he's
never lost.
He's not an asset to his kids.
Never lost.
You want me to comment on Jordan Poole's Instagram and say, give me my due?
Yeah, ask when we're getting our cameo. I wonder if they made him put this out today because of it.
Probably.
They had to.
Why would he say it today?
They had to have, because it's this
big... We have changed the world with this show.
See, Spath is going to lead with this now, for sure.
He will.
He still has probably the most iconic shot in Michigan basketball.
That was a hell of a shot, man.
It was.
For Houston.
You know, that was amazing.
Probably more than Trey Burke's three against Kansas.
I think so.
More than Rumeil's free throws.
He rifles it right in front of us to Abdul-Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass. And it goes for the win! The three-pointer!
Come down, Nestler.
A freshman has won it for the Wolverines.
Is Lonzo Ball, is he back with the Lakers again for another year? I mean,
he's back. Yeah, he's still with
them. So he's still their guy.
And he was injured most of the year this year.
His stats are pretty good, though.
Yeah, he was all right.
Good ball player. So the second one is better than the first one, or the second one's the one that isn't as good?
I don't
know. No one's as good as LeVar, though. He's never lost.
The third one?
Oh, no, LeVar. That's the father.
No. Who's better, the third one or the first one?
I think the first one is
Oh, okay.
Perceived to be the
so
best.
So it's all hype best out of the third three. One.
Hearing that play-by-play reminded me, did you see the Jim Nance story today?
You know, somebody sent me a Jim Nance story. I don't think I even read it.
Because somebody was dying to know Nance's perspective on the Masters and Tigers win.
Oh, God. Why would
anyone? It's one for the ages.
Heard it.
I don't know, Drew.
Who needs his perspective?
Jim Nance said that this is in an interview on Sports Business Journal, which where else would Nance do an interview?
Boring!
Nance said he was already in Butler's cabin for Tiger's winning tap into the final hole.
Aww.
Meanwhile, booth partner Nick Faldo remained in the TV tower. After that putt dropped on 18, there wasn't a chance in the world that I, Jim Nance, was going to say anything. Lance Barrow's a great producer.
Oh, it's all about you. Oh, my God, Jim Nance did such a great job saying nothing.
Our producer's in a truck half a mile away. I'm in Butler cabin already, and Faldo is 300 yards away from me on the tower on the 18th green. He really likes to set the picture, right?
A tower.
Nance said in a recent episode of a Golf
Digest. It's all
about
Nance? It's all about Nance?
A former CBS boss, Frank, somebody, his last name, taught him early in his career to, quote, use silence as a weapon.
I think that's the guy that's in Tin Cup, that Frank guy in the production thing.
And no one has wielded such a weapon of silence as I, Jim Nance, has.
How stupid.
As soon as the ball dropped, I said to Lance, that's his
producer. Tell us about your philosophy and how your experience and all you've learned led to that moment of using silence.
On the talk back, I said,
because it's all about you. It's not about the putt.
I'm not going to say anything for a long time. Lance and I wanted to make sure, since none of us were together, that the next time somebody spoke, it was going to be me, Jim Nance. That's what he said. We were going to ride this thing out and sit back and enjoy it. I, Jim Nance, never would have jumped on a moment that was too big, and this moment was even too big for Jim Nance. There was nothing you could do to add to it. You could only ruin it. When Nance, working his 34th Masters for CBS, did finally speak, this was the back and forth with Faldo, which was more impressive considering they weren't even sitting next to each other. I never thought we could see anything that could rival the hug with his father in 1997, but we just did. And then Faldo says, this will be the greatest scene in golf forever, Jim. That hug with his children, if it doesn't bring a tear to your eye and you're a parent, you're not human. Which we know, that's what we made fun of the day after. He did that all from Butler Cabin, Drew.
Oh, boy.
That's very impressive.
That's so I really needed to know. I'm so busy wondering where he did all that and what his sequence of events was. The putt.
No one
cares
about Tiger
putt.
Woods. Fuck.
Easy.
Somebody wins an event every year.
Joke.
Yeah. Only one person gets to broadcast.
How is it covered?
He also called it, quote, the best event I've ever covered. Really? You do every NCAA final?
It's all about you.
Every Masters, and that one was the best one?
Whatever. Maz non sequiturs.
Hello, friends.
The other day, it just popped in my head that I didn't get my swimsuit edition yet of Sports Illustrated.
What? This is like the third time the swimsuit edition.
I know,
come up, and it's not a sports podcast.
I know, but
they moved it back. Though.
Yeah,
that's why.
I didn't know that.
No one cares about the swimsuit.
It usually comes in February. I'm like, did my mailman steal my SI? That's what I thought.
Gross, and he's beaten off to it.
Yeah. Because Jeter has this habit now of, we have one of those mailboxes that you put the mail in the door.
I hope he didn't blow up on your label. I
hope he didn't. Well, you put the mail in the door.
That
now
puts you
Jeter,
under suspicion.
The kids have trained Jeter. One day they were playing around with him, and they were putting something through the mailbox and to tell him to go grab it.
Yeah.
Now he fucking puts holes in every piece of mail.
Really?
Yeah. I think the mailman just chucks everything in now. He don't want to get his hand bit by Jeter.
I don't blame him.
Son of a bitch. So
you
I
know
thought,
what I did get? The Lane Bryant catalog exactly. Out of my neighbor's mailbox. Thank you very much.
Anyway, that was it for the SI swimsuit.
Okay,
it's coming in May, by the way.
Very
oh,
worth
it is.
It.
Okay.
It's coming
well
in May.
People are so worried.
A new channel on the on Sirius Network. They do this Channel 4. They do a new person every month or so.
Yeah?
They call it like
a new artist, you mean?
New artist.
For the whole month?
For the whole month.
That's pretty cool. I
they
like
put
that.
Cher on now. Cher has
Cher
her own
for
network.
For a whole month?
Yeah, Cher has
what
her network.
Music?
Well, they put
How
her on.
How many songs does she
well,
have?
Well, they do interviews and they give stories.
Do you believe?
I think I'd have trouble filling a day with Cher.
Well, yeah, believe.
That's
that
on Channel 4.
Goes on.
If you want to listen, it's on Channel 4.
Oh, yeah. Are they including Sonny and Cher songs?
Yeah.
Everything. They have to. They have to because those are the, well... Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
That's a good one.
If I could turn back time.
Number one.
The Beat Goes On.
Beat Goes On with
I Got
Sonny.
You, Babe.
I Got You. It's
That's
one of
five
the best.
Songs.
See? There you go. That's a half 20 minutes. So Cher's on
Let
the
me
network.
See if I can find out. Maybe she has another hit. Maybe we keep this going for at least 3 hours.
Well, the ones you just named, were those all just Cher by herself?
No,
no
those
Sonny
two
was
Sonny
in a couple
Cher's.
Of them.
Yeah, Sonny she, was her and Sonny only had two really big hits.
Did she have? Well, Turn Back Time. That's, this one was huge.
Yeah, that was a big hit. That was a big comeback hit.
Well, wait.
Bang Bang.
Yeah, Bang Bang, You're Dead. She's Dead.
This was a number one hit.
Yes, it was.
I
it was.
Believe that. Strong Enough charted, whatever that is.
Half Breed was a big
hit.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Believe, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. I Got You, Babe.
I remember this song.
All four of those are number one. Dark Lady was number one.
That's
if
a
I
good one.
Turn Back Time was number three. Just Like Jesse James, number eight. Bang Bang was number two. After All was number six. I don't remember that song.
That was with Peter Cetera.
I Found Someone, number 10. Take Me Home, number 8. The Beat Goes On, number 6. All I Ever Need Is You, number 7. The Way of Love, number 7. Wow, A Cowboy's Work Is Never Done, number 8. She's got a lot of hits.
She does.
16, wait, Baby Don't Go, number 8. You Better Sit Down, Kids, number 9. We All Sleep Alone, number 14. Okay, so she had 17 top 10 hits.
I guess she had a bunch of songs in that Mamma Mia show.
Yes.
So they're probably playing that.
They're doing a lot off of that.
Okay, so we'll say that's 22, 23 songs.
Probably.
A whole month?
You're going to hear a lot
repeat
of repeat.
Just one song all day for the first
well,
22
got,
days.
They got stories and people DJing, just like they're doing the Beatles channel.
I don't know how you fill a whole day talking about Cher with 22 songs.
Well, I'll let you know how it goes.
They can repeat the songs.
I'll tune in once in a while.
Okay. Let me know how that goes.
I will.
Okay, next non sequitur, because we got Brandon, hit the outro.
30 years ago today. That the Lions chose Barry Sanders with their number one.
Oh, that's the Mandarich. We still didn't talk about Mandarich.
All Financial Hotline is officially shut down for the day. Click the link to David Hall Financial on our website. Fill out the online form, and they will get back to you in a jiffy.
Remember A Bronx Tale?
Yeah, the
Remember
movie?
That kid, Lilo Brancato. Remember him in it? He was C. He was Love Robert Bronx De Niro's Tale. Kid.
Yeah. Great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah.
And then he was in The Sopranos. Well, it turns out. Remember, he fell off the earth. I mean, he smoked crack. He became a druggie. Remember, they had him in jail. It was a murder of a cop.
Oh, yeah.
Turned out his friend was the one that went and did time. So I saw this doc last night on Netflix. It's called Waste of Talent. It's on him.
Really?
Pretty good. You should
turn
it on.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Waste of Talent, it's called. It's about an hour and 10 minutes.
Has anyone seen Lunatics on Netflix yet?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's that?
I think it's really funny. It's Chris Lilly, who did Summer High Tie. If you've seen that, you know. You don't even have to. I don't have to say another word. But Lunatics is worth a try. It's a guy doing four or five different characters. They're very funny.
Oh, didn't he do the, what's it, the pet medium?
Yeah, that's one of the Lunatics.
Yes,
pet
yes,
medium.
Yes.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Another one on Netflix, too, is I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson from Clarkston, from the Detroiters. He has a sketch comedy show now.
That looked funny. You were watching
it
earlier.
My God. I watched the first three episodes. I was in tears. Will
I haven't seen it. What's it called?
I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson. Will Forte's in a sketch.
Oh, cool. I'll check it out.
A couple other SNL people that were on SNL are in the sketches.
Is there any other non sequiturs real quick?
Maddie got her phone on her birthday, Easter Sunday.
Whoa!
Maddie has a phone.
Sweet.
Is Kathy okay?
Kathy's going to be okay. Maddie cried out of joy.
She did? What about the Jeep and the pool?
Nothing yet. Lil says, she got a phone. I didn't get a pool. I didn't get a car.
The
pool is back on, by the way.
Oh, no! Breaking news. Breaking Red Shovel News right there. Without the sounder from Walter.
Hi, you've reached the Manthaways. Lily.
Abby. Maddie.
Daddy.
And Mommy. Please leave us a message.
Have a great day.